Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Yeah. I'm checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Fogged up like Nutty Professor.
Good ass, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm getting lusty.
You about to start rubbing his nipples.
Yeah, nigga, I'm about to start my own titty.
I'm
about to go on my back and go on the road. When I get home, show them that nigga who
you.
She crying. The motherfucker, the underside of my sheets are going to catch it. I'm going to have to move to the whole other side of the bed. Avoid that spot.
You've been busting in your own bed?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You don't think that's wild?
Wait.
Hold on.
Said,
what?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be fucking my bed raw.
Wait, what do you put a towel down?
Take that back.
How? Wait, y'all don't just like put a towel down or something? Like,
huh, so what is y'all process?
I use a sock.
What the fuck? What is this?
That's why I think I ain't never got no socks.
Man, I don't think I've used a sock in a very long time, actually.
I've never used a sock.
I used a sock when American Pie was, like, really big.
I like the sock because
it doesn't leave a mess.
I used a sock one time. I was like, I felt homeless. I felt homeless as fuck. I was like, this is nasty. I never.
I use a t-shirt for a sock.
But you don't just be busting. Or that, or I use like a towel that I'm about to put in the wash. Right,
so this is what I do. All right, since we're here,
fuck it.
I either just paint the inside of my shorts or whatever pants I'm wearing.
You are a wild boy.
I just, you know.
Busting in your jeans?
In my jeans? No. In my drawers.
In the Levi's.
In the
Dunkaroo?
In the gut pants?
Yeah. In the Oshkosh Pagoshas?
In the Lee jeans?
Right in the corduroy zipper.
That's why your zipper never zips up. What? Oh, Jesus! But right in the balls. So look.
All right. So this, I'm in two moods. My main moods, I just want to get the night and get done. So I'm usually sleeping in drawers. Mm-hmm. So I'm either jerking myself off under the drawers, which means obviously I'm going to paint the top brim of my drawers. So I'm like making a teepee.
Anybody be coming on your stomach?
No.
Only you.
Yeah. Or.
I don't want to come and touch me. What?
Yeah. That's actually a weird try. I don't want to come and touch me.
Yeah. Corey be baby.
Where you putting? Corey be baby.
Corey give himself a money shot right in the eye.
Money shot. Like dirty deeds. One time I think I got that shit on my chest.
I wasn't jerking off though. I was fucking. I don't know how I got here though.
You got hang time.
it was one of them jaws that was picked up. Take it. You got on your own face. Yeah, I never did that.
I was like, this is wild.
Oh my god. Y'all be kissing women after they swallow you?
Yes.
Not at all.
Nah, I don't.
Yes.
You did?
Nah, not at all.
Did
they swallow me?
Yeah. Wait. It's gone. Wait. You ever heard of snowballing?
No.
Okay. Now it's not fun anymore. Now it's not funny. It's not fun anymore. You're ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Jesus. You're ruining it, man. Jesus Christ.
But isn't that what I said when they spit it back in your mouth?
Yeah.
No, it's when like you kissed them immediately. Immediately? Not immediately.
But
wait, what?
I said Tiana Trump and somebody else did that.
She's disgusting.
The little Asian bitch.
Porn stars don't count.
Especially the dumb ones, like the second move.
Oh yeah, back to beating.
The second move is I get completely naked and then I'm painting the inside of my sheets.
So you're just making a mess either
yeah,
way.
Yeah, either way.
Do you sleep in those sheets?
Yes.
Yes.
Like a baby.
No, Adam would tell me.
And I'm proud of
jerk off and then fall asleep mid-jerk.
So never never finish.
Who did that?
Adam told me he used to be doing that.
Are you doing that?
Yeah. He said it in front of you and you didn't deny it.
Sometimes it's
happened. It could have happened to
me. Sometimes it's
happened. It
happens. This barely
happens. I've never felt this.
I was looking for the right video.
Yeah.
I get frustrated and then I quit. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed
because I just can't.
Nah, I'd be like, if I'm going to do it, it's.
I've watched all these series.
That's it. It's getting done.
Nah, man.
It's getting done. Nah, sometimes it's like you're tired, but you're like, yo, I'm kind of horny. Like,
I didn't think I could.
The next thing I know, I'm waking up and I look at my phone. It's an ad for like hot local singles in my area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm like, bro.
Anybody ever cling on that?
No. The Edgewater Park got the bad.
There's always a town that you never like.
You know, like Florence.
Ain't no
baggage
in Florence.
Yeah,
local mills in your area.
Like Browns Mills. Pemberton. Oh, yucky. Tabernacle. Jesus. You don't want to go to Tabernacle. There's nothing for no one in Tabernacle, trust me.
Except for church.
Exactly.
Trees.
I'm talking about Tabernacle, the town. There's a town called Tabernacle. Not Tabernacle Baptist.
There's a church.
Get away from my church.
Got some goddamn freaks in that church. This is some Holy Ghost in that
church. Holy Ghost.
Come to second,
Holy Ghost. Stop it.
Well, what's going on, everybody? We are here for another week. You already know what that means. It's another episode of the greatest podcast in the history of the universe. And I'm talking, of course, of the Not That Serious podcast. And I am one of your gracious hostess with the mostest, Michael.
It's LZ. Your boy Corey.
And we got a few of the gang in here tonight. You know, Q's in the building.
Here.
RT here.
Here.
Army is here.
Here.
We got the Brown Colors.
The Brown Kings.
Brown King Tings in the building. We got Keels here.
Yep.
The leader of Burlington's AA.
Hell, bro.
We've got Lamont.
I'm 2 months sober.
We've got Lamont Lingard in the building.
What's good?
So Lamont Lingus. So we're all here, man. We're just chilling.
Yeah, just chopping it up.
Episode 101.
Sheesh. Sounds crazy.
Again, I want to thank everybody who's been listening for the first 100 episodes. If you didn't listen to our last episode, which basically was episode 100, it was the greatest hits type of deal. Where we, you know, we just pick some of our favorite clips. You're not abreast of us and you like you got on late or whatever. Always make sure to hit that back catalog because the content is gold.
Yes.
That's what I noticed, like listening back to like putting that episode together.
It was a lot more raw back then.
Holy shit, we got a lot of shit going on. Oh my God.
A lot more raw.
Yeah, we used to come in here just doing whatever the fuck.
Good.
We still do. But
we still do.
Not as much.
A little more organized now. A little more PC.
There's money in it. A little more money in it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But but yes. Last week it was nobody here. Because three of the four team here was in Las Vegas. Fucking New Orleans.
It was in New Orleans.
From Mardi Gras.
German? Yeah, they really talk.
And
just like that's great.
Honestly, I've been wanting to get them to tell me everything, but they were saying nope. Nope, we're holding it for the pod. And damn it, we're here now. Hey. Regale us.
Well,
you filthy sluts.
Here's the thing about New Orleans. Basically, if you start
from the top, talk about the airport.
Oh, like getting there?
Yeah, we almost missed our flight.
Oh.
Oh, come on,
bro. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
The reason we almost missed our flight, motherfucker over here, Mr. Brown King himself, decided to pack his bags. Our flight is at 12:30, right? Or 12 something?
Yeah, I called him at 10 o'clock. He wasn't packed yet.
He was packing. He was packing. In the middle of packing. It's 10 a.m.
First of all, when I called him, he was flustered. What time was it?
It was 10 something.
It was 10. It wasn't even 10. It was
we didn't leave because me and Corey left my house. We left at 10:40.
Yeah.
There was no way we should have made it. There was no way. And we made it. We made it in just enough time. We had to park at the airport. Yeah, we so you know to, how much that cost.
Yeah.
Like, because just some people just like to pack their bags the same morning. So that took a minute.
So hold on. Where would you park in a perfect situation?
In a perfect situation, we were the plan was to park at a shuttle service, and it takes you to the airport. And it's like $9.
Okay.
I don't even think it's that much. It's really cheap.
When we went to Vegas the last time, we paid it was like $30 for like 4 days.
Oh, yep. Versus. So that was
we paid
exactly,
which is a goddamn.
We played 120.
Thumb in the fucking ass.
Yeah, we paid up. We played 100 even.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah,
just when you thought you done spending all your money, and then like you're back home, and then they give you that fucking parking fee. It was like, oh yeah, this
more,
is 120.
More.
Yeah, money. Corey looked at me and said, "Yo, I'm gonna need $60 for another." Fuck, really? Yeah. This shit isn't over yet?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah, we get on the plane. We make it in time. Thank goodness. So we had to fly to Detroit first because we had a connecting flight. In the airport, we saw a little mama. So that was crazy. That woman is beautiful. Like, don't let anybody, like, don't, no jokes or nothing. Like, she is gorgeous in person. Like, I was, like, impressed.
I was impressed with her skin, bro. It was, like, impeccable. Like, no blemishes, no nothing. I don't think she had makeup on.
Nah.
I'm pretty sure she didn't.
It didn't look like it.
No. Yeah, it didn't look like she had makeup
on. Did y'all give her the sausage?
I just gave her a head nod. She gave me a head nod back.
Yeah, like, because we all kind of looked at her, and we're like, she just looked familiar.
Yeah, right.
It was weird, because, like, she looked familiar, and then when she, like, once she got behind us, somebody stopped and took a picture with her. We're like, oh, shit, that was her. So, yeah, she looks great. Shout out to little mama. I would definitely fuck that.
I thought he was about to give me an indie window. Nope.
Right.
I would stick I would my dick in
definitely get her pregnant.
What was the airport in Detroit like?
It was nice.
I didn't like it. It was nice.
All right, so you guys have been well traveled. I'm just going to ask you a question.
Hmm?
What's the best airport you've seen?
Dallas.
Nah. I've been to Dallas yet.
To be honest with you, it's going to sound crazy. Philly. It's the way it's designed is pretty good. Because it's like, when you walk in, you're in the middle of the airport, so you just go off to your separate wings.
Exactly, yeah. In
Detroit, when we landed, bro, we had to walk a mile.
We had to walk. We were
forever.
We had... Now, we got an airport, and our terminal was A69. We were at A1.
Yeah.
We had to walk all the way. We walked like a mile.
No,
it was ridiculous.
No. Somebody had their Apple Watch. We walked a mile.
It was disgusting how far.
Yeah, with carry-ons.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. So the way their airport designed, trash.
Because their airports are like a straight line. It's like
it's
like a rectangle. They had shuttles too. We just didn't.
Nah, they did.
They did, but the shuttle, you don't see it when you get off. Yeah, that's upstairs. Why we started walking. It was upstairs. Like, you wouldn't even see it. But even, it just should have been in your face. I don't know. I'd probably say either Philly or Newark.
You like Newark?
Yeah, Newark's not bad.
Really? I don't mind Newark. Newark is like one of the worst airports.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
New garbage because
it's garbage.
I'm dead ass. Man. That's how bad it is.
I would say Atlanta, but Atlanta's just too big.
What makes you garbage?
All right, so I'm telling this from like a pilot's point of view. They don't like going there because it's like a parking garage for airplanes. It's like, and me personally, as a passenger, we landed one time. I was flying United, and they were like, we don't have a gate right now, so we just have to sit there till they call us. I've seen that last from like an hour to 3 hours.
Shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a parking garage. Like, imagine you're at a parking garage, and you're there for an Eagles game, and then your league's
completely full.
You're going to be there a while.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So there's not a lot of space for the planes.
It's just, it's what you gotta think. New York, not New York. JFK, Newark, and LaGuardia are all in the same airspace.
Yeah.
So it's the busiest airspace in the world. So, like, in Newark is a very small airport, but it's one of the busiest airports in the world. So it's like that airport, and you gotta think it's in North Jersey. It's not room for anything. Yeah. So they have major traffic coming into a small airport. It's just not. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Much. Okay. Understandable.
United does a lot of fucking flights out there.
Who?
United.
Yeah, because that's their hub.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's their hub. Yeah. Just like how
Delta was in Atlanta.
Delta is in Detroit and Atlanta.
Yeah.
That Newark is that for United.
Okay. Makes sense.
And in Denver, but nobody goes there. But
yeah, nobody goes there. Yeah, exactly. All right, so after Detroit, we flew straight to New Orleans. And yeah, so it was crazy because when we got off the plane, I actually saw one of my boys that I grew up with. Like, he was heading back. Like, it was really weird. He was like, yeah, it was good, it was good. And he said that the weekend before is really like the most popping weekend. So we got there on Monday. We got there on Monday. He got there on Thursday. So he was already like partied out. Yeah. But so we were like a little skeptical. We were like, this might be whack. We weren't sure because
I was worried. I was like, yo, did we miss everything?
I'm like, did we miss?
So hold up. The way it works is it's everything before Mardi Gras.
Well, you know, leading up, it's the weekend before because it's Fat Tuesday.
People don't know. Mardi Gras is a month long.
Yeah.
It's from like mid-January to late February.
Yeah, literally the last
week. But the littest part of it is that last week.
Yeah.
Oh, and it like caps off on the day of Mardi Gras.
So, exactly. Literally, Fat Tuesday is the last day of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, so you got to think. We got there Monday. Tuesday was the end of Mardi Gras. So we got to see the rise and the fall.
Yeah.
So you came in right at the climax, and then
we got there perfect timing.
Okay.
Negative.
So tell me about who we saw.
So you guys were worried.
Yeah. So we get to New Orleans, we see my boy, we're worried, and then we gotta wait for Wanimi because his flight was taking forever. But he texted me like, yeah, I'm about to be there, and we waited for like another 45 minutes.
He
like,
was still in the air when he said that.
Yeah. What a fucking dick. By the way,
like that was a dick
move.
Wanimi.
Dick move. Because we're just sitting there hoping he was like, well, whatever. So he comes, and then we go outside the airport. And the weather's kind of nice. It wasn't bad. And then we see, like, somebody's like, yo, that's Drea.
Army.
I'm like, and I said mad loud. She's, like, right where that light is. I'm like,
right, yo, we're right next to her.
Right next to her. I'm like, Drea who? And then, like, they're like, yo, Drea. Like, somebody showed me on Instagram. I was like, that's not her. So Corey, like, kind of, like, walked halfway around her and looked at her.
You know, I don't care.
And looked her dead in her face, like.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Looked dead at her. And he was like, yeah, it's Drea. And, like, right next to her.
Yeah, it's Drea.
I'm like, oh, shit. So, like, but she looks really regular in person.
Yo, I was so.
Yeah.
Unimpressed.
I don't follow her or anything, so I don't see,
so
like,
all the. So, what we gathered from this trip so far. Little Mama,
bro,
greater than time,
Drea. I'm like, when I tell you,
that's that people episode, Little Mama, Drea.
I'm not even exaggerating. Little Mama's up here, Drea's down here, bro.
Damn,
that Drea looked like a township. Joke.
Yeah, Drea looked like she went to RV for 5 years.
Yeah,
city.
No, she's from Mount Holly.
Yeah, literally.
Like,
her ass ain't even look
people
crazy.
People who don't have context, like, don't know what we're talking about. Think of the worst, ugliest bitches in your town. Go one step above that. That's what we're talking about.
Go one notch.
And Drea wasn't ugly at all.
She wasn't ugly. She was kind of funny, though. Her neck long as shit.
She's still a bad jaw.
Her neck long as
she didn't look better.
Drea's unsubscribing.
She didn't look better. She right.
Little she need to go take care of her son anyway.
I've never seen a mother
neglect her son
so bad.
Just like out so much.
It's like she doesn't have a son.
It's like you don't have a kid.
Yeah.
But you got one.
Yeah. She was out there. She's like just waiting for
your
somebody
son
to say.
Is at home eating his own poop to survive. And you in fucking Mardi Gras shaking ass. Spending cash.
Taking names. But yeah, she looked mad regular in person. Like she had sweats on her. Like her ass didn't even look fat. And she's not tall either. She looks taller in her pictures.
She's about 5'6".
If that, maybe.
If that.
She, maybe.
Me and like, you aren't the tallest people in the world. You were taller.
Look right at her. Like she was even shorter than us. So that was weird. Yeah.
She definitely seems tall.
Yeah, no, because her pictures are deceiving.
Like, nah, you could tell that, like, obviously with most people of her stature,
neck long.
She just has professional pictures
that
make her look like something that she's
and she be all oiled up and shit. Like, she just. But yeah, that cap. So, so we get in the Uber. We go to the Airbnb. I didn't really know where the Airbnb was at. Never really looked at pictures of the surrounding area. So, like, we pull up. I'm like, are we in danger? Like,
well, no. Well, when we pulled up, it was someone sitting on our steps.
So Kyrie and them, they got there before. Shout out to Kyrie, Ike, and, we'll talk about that. Yeah, yeah, just Courtney.
We're gonna get there.
There was two other girls, but just Courtney. Or there was one other girl. But so apparently when they had got there, niggas was just sitting on the porch, like of our Airbnb. So I'm like, that's concerning.
Our Airbnb's at a corner.
Literally the corner, and there's like a little Like a little club across the street, like a little,
it looked like a speakeasy type shit. It's a recipe. It was a recipe for disaster.
It could have been. It looked like it was.
Was it a boxing gym?
A boxing gym?
Yeah.
No, there was a boxing gym on the other side.
Nah, he's right. It was a club.
It was a club across the street. Yeah, because remember there was a nigga outside yelling. He was like, "Y'all know what the fuck I?" He was wilding, right? But yeah. So I'm like, we're pulling up. I'm like, damn, this was not really like Airbnb territory.
Yeah.
But once you get inside, it was like, oh shit, this is. It was nice. It was cool. Like had like. A bunch of beds, like they had like a little whiteboard. And people
how
like,
y'all get the niggas off the porch?
As soon as the Uber pulled up, he got it walking.
Yeah, they just walked.
Well, let me give you context. It was a black Air Force One.
And two of them.
Yeah.
Two black Air Force Ones.
With no laces.
Just chilling.
So this is the kind of neighborhood we're in.
And I'm not talking about them as people. I'm not talking about personified Air Forces. I'm talking about literally two just pair of black Air Force. Like just on the ground.
Yeah.
So that was alarming as well. But yeah, the Airbnb was cool. Alright, so everybody gets dressed and everything like that. And we were about to go out. One girl's like, something happened. She didn't want to go. So we're like, alright, whatever. So like, she stays along with the girl, and my boy Kyrie ends up staying too. So Monday night was the most lit shit I have ever experienced in my life. Bourbon Street is ridiculous. It is everything they say it is. Right?
And Q was there too, right?
Q was there throwing money.
Nah, Q
in a bar.
In a regular bar.
In a regular bar. Just throwing cash.
So like
singles.
So like, it's true. There is just titties everywhere. Just girls. Like that's culture shock right there. Like you got to get used to that. Like when just lift that shit up. Like. Like that was crazy. You just see titties all the time.
How many titties did Q suck?
Nobody sucked it.
Nobody sucked.
That's not the kind of environment you want to be sucking titties. Yeah. Crazy as that sounds.
No. And I some girl fucking shoved her face in her titties and made me motorboat her. And I'm pretty sure that's why I have a cold today.
That shit was hilarious.
I didn't ask for that. Nah. If you saw that on my Instagram, I didn't ask for that.
He literally didn't.
I did.
I was standing next to him.
Yeah, it was Army's fault.
Nah, I forgot it.
I'm just an instigator. I think
she wanted my butterfly beads, and she was like, "Oh, I'll flash you for the beads." I was like, "Okay." And so I didn't even know what beads I had on. So I just like trying to get them off, and RT was like helping me like untangle them because they were just like it was a mess. And then Army was like, "You might as well flash them now for all the troubles." And she was like, "Yeah, I was gonna do that anyway." No, you weren't. So as soon as I take the shit off, like the big bundle of beads, she just grabs my head and just fucking. And I woke up the next morning
white
coughing.
Titties.
Yeah, Caucasian titties, by the way. Her chest was moist.
You know what that reminds me of that scene of Anger. What's that movie? Fucking Along Came Polly.
Swamp titties.
Where he's playing basketball.
Yes. And there's video of this. There's video of it, so if you want to see the video, just let me know and I'll send it.
That's actually going to be the cover of the pod.
All right, I'll put that on.
That was just...
Yeah, it was bad. So yeah, that was that. That was a different day though. But yeah, Monday we went to a bunch of different bars, and like we went to this one bar in particular, and it wasn't like it was cool. Like when we got in there, people were like dancing or whatever, but we were drunk, so we just went in there and started dancing and jigging with niggas, and then the whole shit just turned up, like, because it was crazy.
We're our own party, so
yeah. There was like nine of us
12,
at that time.
Nah, 12. Actually, not them two, but
Mark,
yeah,
right. Q, and Tevin were there. So like, it was a lot. Like, so yeah, we went to this one place and we just turned the fuck up. Like that shit.
Well, first, we got the hand grenades.
Oh,
he had been talking about it all week. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Hand grenades. Yeah, if you go to New Orleans, get a hand grenade. That shit gonna fuck you up.
It's a specialized drink, right?
They don't even tell you what's in it.
First of all, they don't tell you what's in it.
They literally will not.
And if anybody else sells it, they'll find them. They'll sue them, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a Bourbon Street drink, right? Mm-hmm. Me, and you know this as like lightweight, right? I had one. I was done.
No.
I ended up having
three. Army had to carry this nigga around.
I ended up having three, right? Because look, I had one. His boy came from Chicago, and it was his birthday, so he's like, "I'll buy you one too." Yeah. So he bought me one, and then I think after we were leaving that bar, Marcus was like, "I'm about to get another one." So I was like, "Oh, I ain't gonna eat one alone.
I'm eating another."
And they're mad cheap, bro. They were $10.
Yeah, and they're big.
And they're, bro, it's, no, you it's literally like
this
that.
Big.
Not bigger than that, bro.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than a Ciroc bottle.
Wow.
It's big. It's a lot.
I'm going to show you.
And yeah, so you just drink that shit. And it's good. So you just.
No, it's good.
Just drink it, right?
Drink that alcohol, bro.
Nah, not at all, right? So that's what it was. So like rewind a little bit. So two girls did end up coming out with us. Yeah, that's what it looked like. The two girls did come out, end up coming out with us, because I remember they got hand grenades. Something happened, and one girl just stormed off. She just left. I'm like, this is New Orleans. You cannot do that out here.
Not at
like, Bodyguard. There's just so many people, right? So then the other girl chases after. Right? Yeah. And so they were Kyrie's friends, so Kyrie's like, oh, that's the guy I go after him. So you go after them too. We don't see none of the niggas for the rest of the night.
Yeah, we don't.
We're like, well, whatever. We're out here, so we just gonna turn up. So we start going from bar to bar and just ass shaking all over the place, bro. Oh my god. All the bars are free. Just fucking beads on the ground, you slipping on them shits. Niggas dancing in the street. Like it was wild, right? It was amazing. I'm slipping on semen and shit. Niggas slipping on semen. It was wild. So that was the first night. So we get back to the Airbnb, and everybody just passes the fuck out, basically. And so we wake up the next day, and all the girls are there, like Kyrie is there, like they just didn't go out. So we're like getting ready to go out. This is Tuesday now. We're like, all right, we're gonna go get something to eat. I think we went to Waffle House after that, after the first night, right?
We did.
Yeah. So we ate pretty late. We didn't eat the next day until like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, this like is too. So we were just like. Like, and I know, like, New Orleans is really big on, like, the food,
exactly.
Right?
So we wanted to eat.
So I wanted to, before I got, you know, done up again, I want to enjoy the food.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's just go eat some seafood.
Yes.
Everybody's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, he had already ate. I didn't eat yet.
Yeah. Me and RT went to Rally's. There was a Rally's right there. Oh, man, that shit was good as fuck. So we went to Rally's. But, yeah. So we got Rally's. And everybody else kind of ate already. So we were like, all right, we'll go with y'all, but we don't want to eat because we ate. Da, da, da. Then the one girl had an attitude. I don't know what happened.
Like, she had like the huge attitude. She was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Like,
but it wasn't the girl that had left early the night before. It was the other girl that had chased her.
You want to tell these bitches that they're grown and do what the fuck they want to do?
Hey. Didn't think I would have to. Didn't think we have to. That's why we just let them argue. Like, whatever they
I'm on vacation. Like, if I'm at home, it's different. Yeah. I'm on vacation. I paid to be
I don't give a fuck what you're doing. So, they're like, arguing or whatever. So, we're like, we didn't know them anyway. Like, we got to know the one girl, Courtney, you know, as the days went on. She was cool.
As hell.
So, so we're like, whatever. Y'all do that. And we're just going to go where we want to go because we're going to eat. And if you want to follow, that's fine. Right? So, we go do whatever we do. We go out to eat. And then we come back. And we're like, yo, where's such and such? Oh, she left. we're like, she just left, she's just not in the Airbnb. Oh, no, she went back home.
Yo, it's Tuesday it's afternoon. Tuesday. We got here Monday.
We just got there the night before. And mind you, they left the night early because such and such ran off and they didn't even party with us. So we're like, why the fuck would you even waste your money to come out here?
Didn't the other girl pay for her though?
Yeah, and the friend paid for her.
I'd have fucking beat her fucking.
She should have beat her motherfucking ass. Got paid back. Yeah. I don't know. The girl Courtney, shout out to her. She's a great soul. She was like, it ain't about the money. She was like, I got money. That don't matter. She was like, it's just the principle. Like, why the fuck would you leave 2 days into the trip? I'm like, I don't know. That shit was weird. And if you got money, if you got money to buy a plane ticket to just leave one day, you could have paid for yourself. That's what I wanted to say. I ain't say it though. But so that was weird. And then kind of for the rest of the week, it was more chill. So Wednesday, Thursday, we went to like Frenchman Street. We did go to Bourbon Street again, but it was just not as rowdy and ruckus. But it was dope. It was a dope trip. I had a great time.
Yeah, I kind of toned it down after Monday night because I wanted to remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember the actual trip. Because, like, not that I didn't get, like, blacked out drunk or anything, but, like, Army knew not to, like, leave me because he was, like, kind of fucked up right now.
Yeah. Monday niggas was lit. That was definitely the most lit night. Tuesday, we did go out. It was Fat Tuesday, though.
Yeah.
Like, so that's when the most people were in the city. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, you couldn't go anywhere. Like, Ubers were taking mad long. They were expensive. We did go to Bourbon Street, and it was just wild. Niggas was getting arrested. Cops fighting niggas. Q had to stand by one cop because he had no backup. And the nigga broke his hand and was like, trying to arrest somebody at the same time. So he was like holding him. And the dude he was holding was all bloodied and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
His hand?
No, he didn't get stabbed.
No, somebody got stabbed, right?
Somebody got stabbed. Yeah, but like you could tell the cop's hand was broke because it was swollen. And he was bleeding out of it.
Yeah, he's just like.
All inflammation, yes.
It was bad. That shit was wild. And,
8 foot horses.
Biggest horses I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, like bro, the state troopers walking around in horses.
Yeah, that was that. There niggas was mounted for real. 8 foot horses.
Yeah, bro, I never seen horses that big before, bro.
And here's the thing, niggas. If you know horses, they could kill you if they wanted to. So drunk niggas are slapping horses on the ass.
Bro, on the ass, bro.
Fucking petting the horse. I got a video of it. One nigga was petting the horse on the face. I'm like, nigga, if you don't stop touching that fucking horse.
Yo, and the cop is like.
The cops was like. And the cops didn't do shit about it because they're like, if this horse kicks you, that is out of my control. It's above me. And I would have let it. Because, nigga, what are you slapping a horse's ass for?
Ass like a
slapping it. And a crowd of people. And so I was more afraid of that than somebody should pull out a gun. So the niggas are slapping the horse's ass, and everybody's like, oh! Like, it was,
imagine
shit.
Somebody else slaps the ass, but you catch the fuck.
And you catch the, and you cut you catch the fuck. And you catch the colt. And you catch the horseshoe. Yeah, you're done. But nah. But yeah, Tuesday was just crazy. Me and Corey did.
Pull the gun out too?
Yeah, cop pulled a gun out.
Everyone started running.
Niggas started scattering like roaches. Yeah, it was crazy. I see the nigga turn a corner and just booking it. I was like, well, I guess we're running too. So we ran.
Everybody
ran. But the thing about Fat Tuesday, it's technically over at midnight. But this time I'm talking about, it's about 12:30, 1 o'clock. So we were supposed to be out of there anyway. But,
You would have hated it there.
You would have not had fun.
Mike couldn't move. I was bumping the fuck out of people.
Yeah, this nigga Q, we're trying to follow him. I'm like, yo, like, we're following you. You know that, right? He was like, well, I'm bigger than a lot of niggas, so they're going to move out of my way.
Yeah, he's moving people out of his way.
Literally moving niggas out of the way.
I'm like, it's going to hurt you more than it hurts me.
Yeah, that is exactly what he said. I'm a little nigga. We are in New Orleans. Niggas look crazy out there.
Niggas have face tats.
First of all, the locals. Oh, Jesus. Bro. Oh, my Lord. And I've been to Camden a few times. That was all right. But going there, nigga, going to Waffle House after 2 a.m. is a death trip.
Yeah, bro. And the crazy thing is, not to cut you off, they haven't recovered from Katrina yet.
No. They have not.
No, they haven't.
Like, niggas are still mad.
Like, no, they said that our Uber driver was saying they haven't even repaved the roads after Katrina. So you can't really drive fast. And, like, the roads are terrible, bro.
The road on our Airbnb was so bad. We hit it one night in our Uber. I swear to God, that bitch's car almost broke in half. That shit was crazy. But yeah, going to Waffle House in New Orleans after 2 a.m. is probably the dumbest shit you could possibly do.
We did it every night.
There was one night I didn't go because I just didn't want to deal with it. Niggas be in there. So the story was, we got there and this one group of niggas is about to leave. They all look crazy. Niggas got on designer belts.
Of course.
Tattoos all over their face, gold teeth. Dreads,
yes.
Niggas is crip. They got their flags all out.
So I'm a bunch like, of Alvin Kamara's.
I'm like, this is bad.
Oh, we'll get
speaking
to
of that,
we'll get to it.
So niggas just look crazy. So they're like walking out as we're like sitting down. So we're like sitting down. I'm like, my hands are on my lap. I'm like, oh god. So like when they're walking out, niggas is just like flashing mad bread. I'm like, okay.
Can I get some?
Yeah, like, yo, they had bread, bro. Like, every single nigga. I'm like, this is kind of crazy. Like, so apparently what happened was the niggas that got in there and they didn't want to pay $2.66 for whatever meal they had. And $2.66, and there's mad bread, and the girl that they were with threw up everywhere. All over the floor. It was disgusting. It was literally the one bitch that they was with. She just fucking lost it. Just bleh.
It's always the hoes.
So she threw up everywhere, and the niggas didn't want to pay. And they're like, yeah, y'all gotta pay for this. First of all, the Waffle House workers down there, oh my goodness, it was so
service
ghetto.
Was so bad.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
Bro, I promise you, for real.
It was so bad. That's what kept us coming just back.
Yeah, so like, yeah,
it was so bad.
The first night.
Right? I bet one nigga, y'all back again? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't. So the first night, right? That was me, Army, Wanimi, and Ike, right? Shout out to Ike. We go there. Now, mind you, we had walked 30 minutes to get there.
Y'all bugging for that.
Yeah,
you were with us.
Yeah, you were.
Was I? The first night? Oh, yeah, I was. Yeah, yes, no, we were bugging for that. That was the longest walk ever. Yeah, we walked from Bourbon Street to fucking Waffle House.
30 minutes. There's only one Waffle House in the vicinity, right?
Stupid.
So look, right?
That was stupid.
Wanimi, who was walking 30 minutes, he felt like he was about to cramp up. So he was like, give me two waffles, two waters. The waitress was confused.
No, she was the worst one there.
She couldn't wrap her head around why he needed two waters. So she brings out one water for him and his two waffles. He drinks the water and he's like, hey, can I have another water? She doesn't get it. She's confused. What do you mean you want a water? What does that even mean? So she has like her pen and her pad. And she's like, you want another water?
You got a pen and a pad for that? Bro, agua H2O.
So like after
water, bitch.
After critical thinking, she finally brings him out another water. And I think that was it for that night.
Yeah, she brought one more out later, too.
Yeah, then she brought an extra one out.
My brain was overloaded.
Wasn't she the only white person that worked? She was the only white person.
She had a pen and pad, but she didn't write anything down. We were trying to pay. She didn't know any of her orders.
Yeah.
I didn't get a bitch a dollar.
It was just stupid.
Oh, we all got waters. These plates? Other nigga left those here. We all got free waters.
That was the only guy. But that's crazy. Every night we went to Waffle House, it was something different. Bro, it was just the most interesting Waffle House I've ever been to.
Nah, hands down.
It was great. I loved it. The workers were ghetto. Like one night, what was the night when y'all went and it was like a homeless person in there dancing and it was all saying bye in unison?
Yeah.
They were
yelling bye.
Like, they were yelling bye. Like, it was great.
All the employees yelling loud as hell.
Yeah, it was great.
We're all trying to eat.
It was great. But yeah, so the last 2 days we were there, Wednesday and Thursday, were more chill. Like, we went to a place called Frenchman Street where they got like jazz music and stuff, and it was in like blues. It was cool. So
much culture down there, man.
Yeah, like,
and the people from there, they're proud to be from.
Oh, hell yeah. Like,
I can't tell you how many tats of the state of Louisiana I saw.
Yeah, a lot of tattoos, a lot of Saints jerseys. Like, it was crazy. A lot of LSU. Like, but it's funny to me, it reminded me a lot of New York. Because like people down there just act like they're from Louisiana, like the same people. Like people that are from New York. If you're from New York, you're just from New York. That's the culture. Like everybody in New York acts the same. White, black, white, Hispanic, it don't matter.
Right.
They just act like they're from New York. Right. Same thing with Louisiana. Everybody is the same.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a little racism because they're in the South, but they just act like they're from Louisiana. Like it's just all one thing. So that was dope. But I would definitely go back. I can't wait.
Well,
it was good. It was good. There wasn't too many shenanigans though. We didn't really bring nobody back.
It is way cheaper than Vegas.
Yeah, it was
like in Vegas we were paying like $130 cover charges in the clubs. It was no cover charges.
Free.
Everywhere.
Bugging for that.
Yeah, I paid $120 in Vegas one night just to get the club.
We both did.
Mm-hmm.
The Waffle House situation. Yeah, I don't know why, but it's so great.
It was good.
No.
That was the best Waffle House experience.
All I wanted was a stud to cook my food. We got that.
There was a stud on the fryer.
Yeah. That's why the food was so good.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Something about, like, they put strap-on residue in the eggs or something.
They do.
I don't know what it is. It's really delicious.
Yeah, it was good.
It's like they take their butt bag out and they sprinkle it over the eggs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it seemed like.
If your motherfucking Waffle House chef don't come in with a book bag, hey man,
then got a Waffle House shooter sleeve.
Go to Friendly's.
Y'all never seen a Waffle House shooter sleeve?
She don't got
you know what I'm talking about.
No, they got Waffle House shooter sleeves.
If they don't, are you serious?
Yeah,
I'm gonna show you.
Whenever I go to Atlanta, if the nigga don't have the shooter sleeve, I'm gonna
If they don't got a fucking Chicago Bulls hood hat,
it's facts. But to the back?
When it's not red, it's a different color.
Yeah, it's like green.
Yeah. if you don't have a purple Chicago. Oh my god.
What's that? The sleeve.
Is it really a Waffle House shooter sleeve?
Oh, yeah. It's
what the fuck is that for?
They wear it for the grease as an HR, bro.
No, it's because they get to getting buckets. That should be real.
See, I'm about to give you three All-Stars and a triple-double.
Bro, they be doing it. But
man,
shout-out to New Orleans. A great city. If you haven't been, go. You can go any time of year. It doesn't matter. But if you go during Mardi Gras, do that shit, too. And if you got titties, show them shits.
Even when you're not in New Orleans.
Thank you. Oh, and shout out to Lily.
Yes.
She was somebody that I actually know through a mutual friend from up here. And we follow each other on Instagram. And she was down there. And was that Tuesday? Tuesday, she was like showing us around, and she was dope as hell. Shout out to Lily.
She was dope as hell.
She was just dope. She listens to the podcast as well. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, she actually just, I think she tagged us today. But yeah, shout out to her. She's down there in New Orleans.
Shout out to you, Lily.
Yeah, we got listeners all over the globe, man. It was lit.
Word.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourselves.
We did.
Seems everybody has gotten there.
How was your time without us? Were you lonely?
Yeah. You missed us. I was. When the week came by and I knew I wasn't hanging out with you, I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah.
But then me and my lady,
by then I was drunk,
my girl took a couple days off work and we just chilled together and that was cool. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. What'd y'all do?
We just, you know, we did our usual shit. I went up to her spot, like up to her, like in North Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So we just chilled, watched a whole bunch of Love is Blind.
Nice.
Did
you guys go out and do anything? Because I know for New Year's, you were like,
No, we didn't. We did not. We're working on that, though. This time we didn't.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, no.
I got you.
Because, yeah, she just was not in the, if you can read it, she wasn't in the mood to be going out.
If you can read it.
So, you
okay.
Know,
yeah, wasn't, yeah, I heard that a lot. Yeah, that's okay.
So, yeah, but it was still cool. Really had a good time. We did that. Other than that, you know, I spent a lot of time putting this fucking 100th episode together.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Which turned out to be a lot more work than I thought.
Yeah, you did it, too.
But hoo-wee. Going through all that content, it was fun because it was funny.
Yeah.
It was a lot. I was like, it's too much to, like, I didn't even expect it. Like, I limited myself. Like, all right, I'm only going to choose, like, 5 or 6 clips.
Yeah.
And that ended up being 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's dope, though. Shout out
to you. Goes to show how much we're doing. So, it's a real good thing to see. Yeah. It's kind of encouraging.
For sure.
Well, other than that.
Man, let's get into some meat.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck
is going on? Oh, he wants to see the time.
Oh.
You don't do time stamps anymore. Who gives a shit?
Gives a fuck.
Anyway. how's everybody's week been this week, though? How's it been being back?
Well, I'm just getting over a cold, so like that's been annoying. But this is the first time I got a cold in a minute. I don't even remember the last time I got sick, honestly. Yeah, it's
right.
It ain't no corona, so fuck out of here.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah, I don't take it serious at all.
I take it seriously, but I feel like people are afraid for the wrong reasons because they're just ignorant and they don't want to take the time to actually be educated on the fact that sicknesses and viruses happen all the time.
Yeah.
Niggas get the flu every year.
It's only 80-year-olds dying.
Exactly.
Literally.
Niggas get the flu every year and die. H1N1 had 200,000 cases. This shit has like 13. If that.
They said out of all the cases, which is like 2,000,
only
2,700, only 2% of the people are dying.
Yeah.
And they said the people that are dying are
they have other
health issues going on too. And it's just like they said that more people have died of hunger than the coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So I think that just after a while, it's just going to be considered a new strain of the flu.
I don't know. You think it's like a cover up or something?
I don't think it's a cover up.
I think it might be because what happened to World War III? Yeah. Niggas just ain't in that no more. That's just not happening. Shit just got pieced up overnight.
Yeah. You ain't know. Oh, you one of those niggas.
Niggas ain't getting drafted no more? The goddamn NBA is a suspect.
Alright, so we have a big farmer representative over there. What do you think about the coronavirus?
Hey, give that man the mic. He's a doctor.
He is he's a fucking doctor.
Are you technically a doctor?
Technically, yeah.
You have your doctor.
Doctor of pharmacy.
Fucking
I'm surprised he's not charging us for being here right now. Jesus Christ.
But Elsie was right when he was saying it's the 2% death rate, but compared to the flu, that is pretty high. And he was also right saying that only people with like other ailments, like if you have any heart conditions or pulmonary conditions, like a bronchitis or anything like that, you're definitely vulnerable for complications that could lead to you dying. So that's the people that really have to be worried. The normal people, like, healthy immune system, going to work every day, really not going to be any, or it seems like they're not going to be any different than just getting the flu. The problem is that people can have it and not know, or, like, carry it and not know. So they'll, well, it could be like 14 days and you're just walking around spreading it to other people and you don't have, you're asymptomatic, you don't have any symptoms.
Mm.
And you're spreading it to other people who could be in that group where it's actually pretty dangerous for them. That's the problem.
I was listening to the radio today and they were saying there are people that are getting it that are having the symptoms, but they think it's the flu. And then they're getting it and then they just get rid of it. And like it just passes after a while.
Yeah.
Because they're, let's just say they're our age.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know. Yeah, I think it's unfortunate for the people that have died. But as far as like today, I know I saw in Italy, I believe it is, they played a soccer game with no fans.
No fans.
Like
in, apparently they're going to do that for a minute too.
Yeah. And United, since we were talking about them earlier, one of their most like productive and their popular routes is Newark to Milan. That's they it. Stopped that flight. They don't even fly to Italy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I just feel like we're blowing this whole thing out of proportion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Before I stop, another thing was that they say it could be spread a lot easier. That's what they're thinking. So with the flu, not everyone gets it every year. Mm-hmm. But they're thinking that it could just affect a lot more people. So you imagine how many people call out of work from the flu. Mm-hmm. Just if you multiply that and your whole office is sick at the same time. Like, that's going to be wild. Like, things are just going to be shut down.
Yeah. If you get... Yeah, and it's funny you say that. My girlfriend, her mom works for a company that has, like, a plant in China and in Italy. They shut both those plants down because of that. But it's just like, and I wanted to talk about your point, since we're talking about the flu. Like, if you get the flu, right? Let's say you get the flu. How many days are you going to take off work?
Two.
The flu is a 2-week sickness.
Oh.
So it's just like, nobody takes 2 weeks off work from the flu. You'll get fired. You will. I had it this year. I didn't miss any days.
I think I had that shit too.
Exactly. So it's just like, I mean,
I just take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I too.
I wanted that. But even if like
fly influenza,
even if we weren't talking about the coronavirus, I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
The flu is a 2-week sickness.
Mm-hmm.
The most I've ever heard a person of leaving work because they're sick is 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I feel like you're gonna spread it regardless if you go to work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of fucked up. Like, we're just conditioned to be like, you can't.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
Like, nah, can't call out work.
Yeah, like can't like. If you call out more than a certain amount of days, niggas look at you like you're a slacker or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yo.
You'd be sick for
it. I'm miserable.
Yeah.
They're the same people that say we don't want you here because we don't want you spreading your germs and getting other people sick. But when you take off more than 2 days, it's like it's Armageddon.
Yeah, it's an issue.
It's an issue.
Yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know. Lucky enough for me, I don't get the flu. I haven't had it. I don't think I've ever got the flu. I just never got it. I don't get flu shots either. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know I've been sick, and I don't know. I think it is kind of fucked up that they expect you to be at work all the time, and then when you actually can't make it in, it's an issue.
It's illegal for them to even ask you why you're not coming in if you're sick.
Yeah.
And they be asking me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I didn't miss any days. I mean, I just have a regular cold. I'm just like really nasally, as you can probably hear, and just fucking coughing up phlegm and shit. But, you know, there's no like fever or nothing like that. But, you know, so I wasn't missing no work. But I know people who like you, like, and Mike, y'all get the flu. So.
Yeah. Remember when I had it, he had to give me the concoction that almost killed me to get better.
One episode, did we not record one time?
Because no, we did, but I came in to tell that story.
No, there was a time Mike was sick.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Because he couldn't make it, yeah. So, yeah, he was done. But, yeah, I don't know. But back to really, like, the corona thing. Like I said, I think it's a little blown out of proportion. Just because people just aren't really paying attention to what it is or just trying to find out what exactly it is because... I mean, sicknesses go around all the time. Like, we had swine flu, H1N1, like, you name it. Like, it's been going around. Like, this shit happens. There's not nothing that ain't never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it can be prevented just from you being clean. Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Wash your sheets. Wash your clothes. Wash your items that you use every day. Clean off your phone. Like, just wash your fucking booty cheeks.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I was told today that hand sanitizer... it has no effect on the coronavirus because it affects bacteria, not viruses. Am I you could, you're a doctor, you'd be able to respond to that.
I'm not 100% sure about that, but they do say it's always better to just wash your hands.
Yeah, no.
And all the places, like all the stores, I'm not going to say where I work, never mind. Yeah.
The stores are like sold out. I work.
The stores are sold out of hand sanitizer. Yeah. But there's a bunch of soap. Like there's hand soap. They still got all that.
Yeah, they're saying to wash your hands, but the actual hand sanitizer is not going to do anything. It's not going to prevent you from contracting the virus because, and I don't know the difference because this is your field, but they were saying that hand sanitizer, it helps eliminate bacteria and not an actual virus.
I don't know about that claim, but yeah. That's just what I read. Viruses and bacteria.
I don't even like the way that sounds. But yeah, just wash your hands, be clean. I think a lot of people know. I work in the gym. We had somebody recently trying to call in saying that she wanted to cancel her membership because of the virus. Asking what our precautions were as far as sanitary and what we're doing to make sure that nobody in the gym gets it. Mind you, this person is older, so she's susceptible anyway. She could fucking not wake up tomorrow.
She could sneeze real hard and die.
Yeah, and to top it all off, she is a chain smoker. Ugh. She smokes before and after workouts. She's worried about the wrong C.
She is at risk.
She is at risk of everything other than the fucking coronavirus. She has a higher chance of catching mesothelioma. So it's just people like that. It's just weird to me. Like, just be clean and be cautious.
Hey, bitch, your lungs,
you can't clean everything.
Plastic bags.
Your lungs look like a black eyed pea.
Hey, bitch.
And you're talking.
You have fucking black tar.
Yeah.
Caking the inside of your lungs.
You smoke menthol.
Bitch.
And you're worried about a virus.
Your lungs are full of black plaque.
Like.
You're worried about the coronavirus. You cough
and fart.
Your breath
every time.
Your breath stinks after you brush.
Like, stop. But like, I don't know. It's just people like that. Like, when you walk outside, outside is dirty, my nigga. Like, the air is dirty. Like, things you touch, things in your own home are dirty. Like, just because there's a virus going around doesn't mean that people are going to take extra precaution in a public place, because we already do that. It's a gym. We clean everything. Like, we can't do much else. But I don't know. People just be courteous, be clean. Don't go around coughing on people. Cover your mouth. Fucking wash your hands. Like, it's not that hard.
Nah, this man sneezed on the train to New York, and it was like a visual sneeze. Like, I saw the
in
slow motion. I was just like, man, this man didn't cover his mouth.
It's just nasty.
Just like,
you won't believe how many people don't like cover their mouth.
You'd be surprised how many people don't wash their hands.
Wash their hands.
I see that every day.
Or cover their mouths.
White people don't wash their hands or say excuse me.
They don't.
I was going like this, and then Elsie just came up with it.
Sorry.
But
if you listen to this podcast, I know you do both. Because you're a white person of culture.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of white people that do not wash their hands, and that shit bothers me.
After shitting.
After shit.
After shitting, pissing, you don't wash your hands.
After touching your own cock.
You will touch your cock.
You will touch your peen.
You will touch your fucking dick hole.
Please wash your hands.
And it won't wash your hands. And then go shaking niggas' hands. I'm like, all right, Jim.
And then fucking,
the fucking teeth.
Dap a nigga up. Black people wash their hands too. Y'all ain't excused.
Exactly.
There's a lot of niggas.
They thought they were safe.
Yeah, niggas thought they were safe.
Some of y'all nasty.
Nah, there's a lot of niggas that don't wash their hands.
Niggers too.
Stop it. Wash your fucking hands.
Please. Everybody. Wash your goddamn hands.
Wash your hands.
Cover your motherfucking mouth.
If you touch something that's dirty, wash your hands. If you sneeze in your hand,
if you touch something that you think is clean, guess what you do, bitch?
Wash your hands.
Wash your motherfucking hands.
Damn it.
You touch your dick, wash your hands. You touch my dick, wash your hands.
Exactly.
You touch our dicks, wash your
hands.
Wash
your hands. You worried about fucking Chinese people eating bats, but you over here fucking taking shits, not washing your hands.
You got fucking doo-doo particles in your fucking nails. That's what that black shit is.
Exactly.
It's shit.
It's dookie.
It's dookie.
It's dookie.
In your fucking nails.
Wash your fucking...
You rub your eyes too much, you get fucking pink eye.
Exactly.
But you worried about the fucking Chinese girl on YouTube eating a squid that squirts water in her fucking nose.
Facts.
Your fingers stick.
Facts. Your fucking butt cheeks are fucking glued together with dookie.
you were ass cheeks. Your ass is like a dookie uncrustable. A shit empanada.
A shit empanada. Are you worried about what people are doing in other countries to be clean?
You worried about precautions at the gym.
You worry about hand sanitizer all of a sudden.
The gym?
How about you wash your fucking stinky ass?
Your shit crusted. Yeah.
You fucking shit monster.
Doo-doo studded.
Yeah, period poo looking face.
Poop demon.
Yeah, you fucking poop witch. fucking shit demon.
You fucking piss pauper.
Fucking nasty. I'm so tired of fucking dirty people, bro. I hate dirty people.
It's pee on there.
Man.
Yo, pee. On your fingers.
Do you know shit goes through 10 layers of toilet paper? Every time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that.
Shit.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that. Shit goes through 10 layers. Of toilet paper, of toilet tissue. That's not even a lot.
And that's like, the loose shit.
If you stack up 10 pieces
don't
of
let
toilet,
it be the solid shit after you had a lot of vegetables.
Oh my goodness. Don't let it be the shit with the iron in it.
That should go through a towel.
You say, huh? When's the last time you took an iron pill? An iron pill?
Yeah.
Oh, I never took an iron pill.
I don't know what that is.
it's an iron pill. Nah, it helps you. It helps build your immune. It just makes you shit.
Yeah, it helps.
Don't need help in that arena.
Yeah, I should have a lot already.
I just gotta get a McFlurry.
Yeah. I just gotta go take a triple
egg. I just need a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Really? A slice of pizza?
Yeah, that cheese.
You live in hell.
Yeah, that cheese. I eat it anyway.
What? So you're lactose?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Oh yeah, bowl of cereal gets it done every time.
If I eat a bowl of ice cream before bed,
oh god, you trying to age?
I feel bad for that doing it.
that's totally getting painted. Oh, that's crazy. Like an abstract painting,
like fucking Subway Surfer.
Yeah, nigga.
Shotgun, boy. Like
a hand grenade went off. Oh, I ain't talking about the New Orleans drink. I'm talking about the poop bomb out of my butthole. A blackout dropping Hiroshima and Nagasaki in that water. Us believe. Oh man!
Do we have any actual topics?
No.
What did you ask me today at the gym? What
are you guys going to talk about?
And I said some stuff.
Nothing.
Oh, Nicki Minaj's husband got.
Hold on, we'll get to that.
Oh, that nigga's weird.
Oh yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah.
Nicki Minaj is weird. So is her husband.
Nasty.
Bottom line.
Dirty shit.
Bottom line.
Dirty shit.
They moved to California. They moved to California and
To evade the laws.
And this nigga forgot.
How the fuck you forget?
This nigga forgot to register as a sex
offender.
Yeah, to check in. To register as a sex offender. You don't forget that because you always remember it.
Yeah.
You're a sex offender.
You can serve 10 years for that.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't forget when my motherfucking Netflix go needs renewing.
Exactly.
Don't tell me you don't remember when you fucking you got to re-up on your nasty man
card. Your nasty man card. Fuck out of here. So apparently he forgot. So he had to. What did he go to jail? He had a warrant.
Nah, he went to jail.
He got arrested. Yeah, he got arrested.
He's out on bond now. He had to forfeit his passport. I think his court date's in May. It said in the article.
Imagine that. You're just a nasty nigga. So you're a nasty nigga forever.
Yeah.
And because you forgot to register as your nasty nigga-ness, you've got to go to jail now.
You have to.
Like right. Fucking stupid. Like
control.
Yeah. Like what the fuck is wrong with you? And Nicki Minaj is just fucking parading this nigga around.
Oh, wait. Did you guys see the thing she said about him not having social media?
Yeah, oh, yeah, can't. She said he can't.
Yeah.
She said he doesn't want to.
She obviously doesn't know that.
Yeah, she said he doesn't want to, right?
But yeah, it's against the law.
He literally can't. He can't have social media.
He can't have it.
Because he fucks kids. Because
he's fucking nasty.
What was his kid? What was
he's
his charge?
A nasty
what
did he do? Man.
It didn't say what he did.
But let's not say he fucks kids. Let's take a leap. But he's still nasty.
Allegedly.
Huh.
It's not alleged that he's nasty.
Well, what is it? Yeah,
anything under that umbrella is nasty.
Let me find out what he did. All right, I'm not gonna say he fucks kids.
Convicted of first degree rape or attempted rape.
Well, nasty.
1995
against what?
You were doing that.
You tried to use.
Yo,
wait.
I'm sorry.
He reportedly used a sharp object when he tried to force his female victim to have sex. He was 16, and so was she at the time. So they're both 16 at the time.
A sharp object?
Yeah.
He was a nasty young nigga.
What?
What you doing raping bitches?
What are you
in 95?
And what sharp object are you using? What?
I'm getting a knife.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Hold on.
I think it's nasty.
There's so many other things to do in 95 other than rape bitches.
The economy's great.
Get a job.
Nigga, only built for Cuban Links came out. Why don't you go listen to that?
Yeah, he served 4 years for that.
Nigga, Mobb Deep, The Infamous came out. Old Dirty Bastards album came out then. Me Against the World came out that year. Ladder Canaver, California by the Far Side came out. You got so many albums to listen to.
Nigga,
but you want to fucking...
A Tribe Called Quest was still hot.
Yo, are you kidding me? I got five when it came out. And you want to rape?
By Lunas, right?
Yes.
Man.
The hell is wrong with you?
That nigga's weird.
Junior Mafia, Get Money, and you want to...
Tupac was still alive.
You want to force yourself on women?
What? Came out that year.
Friday was new. Friday. The movie. Friday. Go watch Smokey.
You out here trying to rape?
Nigga, you watching Smokey, you like, yo, you know what I want to do right now?
Rape.
Take some pussy. Like...
Fuck out of here.
Like, Chris Tucker is acting his ass off.
And he went to jail for 10 years for that?
Four. He's facing up to 10 years.
Oh, he's facing up to 10 years for not registering?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
You hate to see it. I don't care. Don't care.
Sounds like.
I don't know. Like we said before, Nicki Minaj has a weird connection with sex offender ass niggas, so.
Low quality sex offender.
No, well, the other nigga.
Toy Story came out in 95.
Really?
Toy Story.
Really?
Watch. Casino.
Casino. We look up notable things that happened in 95.
Come on.
Born in 95.
You were born in 95, you? Yeah. Jesus.
Bad Boy. Bad Boy.
95 sounds like a good year.
That's a good year. That's a bad year to rape.
Any year.
But I'm saying if you were to choose a year.
If you were to choose a year.
This whole shit gets edited. I'm not saying any of this.
Reverse.
I'm sorry. I'm drunk. OJ
came out not guilty in 95.
OJ came out not guilty?
Yeah,
in 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, he chose the wrong year, bro. What are you doing?
Billy Madison.
What?
Billy Madison is on TV.
And he's raping.
And you're raping. You on, fucking bro. Asshole.
Fucking dick.
Nigga, you can be to infinity and rape. I'm like, nigga, what? Watch the goddamn thing. Fuck.
Wow.
Who won the championship? No, the Bulls. The Bulls were still.
95? Oh, you already know.
The GOAT.
The GOAT. Yeah, 93 to 96. Come on now.
Come on,
man. MJ was still shitting on niggas. And you out here taking stuff.
Rockets and Magic were in 95.
Huh?
Rockets and Magic.
I'm so sorry.
I hope you wrote down all of this because this is going to be a mean edit point.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think I'm going to let all this fly because I have to apologize. Oh, jeez. I was going to say around an hour. Somebody text me an hour and a point. 1 hour.
He said, let it rock. Yeah, Q said he ain't trying to edit shit.
Q said, let it rock.
He said, I'm trying to update.
Nigga, fuck you.
He said, I'm just trying to upload. Jeez, man.
No, we not.
Yeah, this is the last one. It was fun.
It was fun. Oh, my God.
It's all right. We're an hour in. Nobody.
That nigga said, I gotta watch Tim Hardaway. Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell.
Kenny the Dutchman. Really?
I'm in your ass. Literally. Can't see.
See, it's been a great episode.
But not that serious. We had a good run.
It was a great run. 101?
101 and done.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, that might be 101.
101 and done.
Oh, gosh. Shit.
Wow. He said they went to LA to evade the law.
It's Penny Hardaway.
He'll forget about it over here.
Yeah, that's how that works. We're an hour and something in. Nobody listens this far.
They've gotten to work.
We got the weak hearts out here. You gotta be strong. You gotta be strong to survive this far.
Weak hearts filled out by 35.
About 35 minutes, halfway through the New Orleans story, and we're done.
Oh, God. What else do we got? Do we have anything else?
I think we had. What else? Something else happened. Oprah fell.
Oprah fell. That was delicious.
Kobe crossed that bitch up.
Yeah, they said Kobe pushed her.
I'm rolling with that.
Yeah, I'm rocking with that.
Shit.
I didn't really care when she fell.
Speaking of Kobe, did y'all watch the memorial? The memorial service?
Yeah, we saw it. Oh, yeah, we watched it in the airport. Mm-hmm. We saw it in the airport.
That was nice.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter when Vanessa spoke. That was crazy. She's really strong for that. I was saying, she probably cried so much. That's probably why
Shout out to her.
She probably didn't have no tears left. Like, she did her thing. Beyonce killed it. Who else sung? Somebody else sung.
Shaka
Khan? No, not Shaka Khan.
I think it was Cleveland.
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. That was at the All-Star.
That was the Lakers game.
Yeah, that was good. Jennifer Hudson did her own tribute at the All-Star weekend. So, there was a bunch of different stuff. But, Michael Jordan spoke, which is a really big thing. He gave a great speech. And if you know Michael Jordan, that's not really his thing.
The fact that he acknowledged the meme was great, too.
Yeah, he acknowledged the meme. you just see the impact that Kobe had. They filled that whole arena up for a memorial. Mm-hmm. So, that was pretty dope.
Yeah, that was really great stuff.
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about Vanessa suing the company?
Seems fair. I think it's more so of a point to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Right. She don't need the money.
She doesn't need the money. I think the money should go to, the other people. Because,
The other families.
Two kids that lost both their parents and their sister. situations like this, the NTSB report is almost finished coming out. They even said the pilot was negligent and unprofessional. So, she has every right to sue, and 9 times out of 10, she'll be successful.
Yeah, she's more than likely going to be successful because it was very preventable. And the way that it happened, we broke it down on this podcast.
DJ said exactly.
Yeah. It's so crazy. It's like seeing the future. Everything that's coming out about the whole crash is everything that we said on this podcast weeks ago. So it's actually coming to light. And I think she probably is going to end up winning that case. And I hope that the money does go to those other families. But I'm pretty sure she's doing this just to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. And that pilots are more precautious. This could be preventable. It was just a basketball game, man. It doesn't matter when they got there. As long as they got there safe, they could have missed the fucking game. You're still alive.
You could have got there at halftime, whatever the fuck.
So raising awareness for more pilots to not do dangerous maneuvers when they don't have to. Or even if they do have to be more mindful that safety is always first. Like Corey and BJ said, that comes first before anything.
And the maneuvers don't even get in the air.
Yeah.
If it's not right.
Yeah.
Don't even get in the air. You know what I mean? And
yeah, it just hurts that it was so preventable. It's something that didn't have to happen. There was no malfunction. The aircraft didn't fail.
The aircraft was working fine.
It was just human. So, obviously, human error happens. That's part of life. But people make mistakes. Obviously, he didn't mean for that to happen, but to raise awareness,
So let's keep the Kobe Bryant and his family in prayer. Fans and Lakers fans everywhere, all those people that felt affected by Kobe Bryant.
All the Lakers and Cowboys fans.
Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees fans.
Yeah, Lakers, Cowboys, Seahawks, Yankees, Patriots fans.
Funny.
Of course it is. Why would it?
Why
would it not?
Why wouldn't it be?
Who has more championships than
us? Everybody who wears jean shorts and Jordan 13. What's the 13s?
Yeah, 13s.
13s.
Yeah, the blue. Jorts.
The jorts? The jorts with Jordan 13s.
Yeah.
And, but nah, for real, yo, shout out to all those involved. Pray for the families and net, all those involved. And, yeah. Now, this is something I wanted to ask. Have y'all heard about this? Okay. This thing with OnlyFans getting raided?
Yeah.
Do people... What's okay, does anybody like I have told y'all,
I seen,
details on this?
I don't have details, but I seen a nigga on Twitter who had a terabyte of OnlyFans.
Which is...
That was crazy.
A lot.
If you don't... If you don't know...
Explain how much a terabyte is. Because
a terabyte, in computer terms, is a fuck ton.
Alright, so what's the
so
it's
like?
A
I don't
thousand have, gigabytes.
I have. Alright, I'll put it in this form. I have 30,000 to 40,000 songs in my like library that I DJ with. Mm-hmm. I have a terabyte hard drive. It's not halfway full.
And you have
30,000 to 40,000 songs.
Yeah. Also, let's put it in another perspective. Everybody genuinely in this room has an iPhone, correct?
Yeah.
So
except for Kills, he's disgusting.
Wow.
So generally your iPhones are what, 64 to 120 or whatever?
128, the highest.
Let's say 120. Your highest you can get is a 120 gigabyte phone. Mm. Now most people you're not gonna feel that. And if you do, you do. Mm. Alright. A terabyte is
500?
Like, I've never even heard of a terabyte.
It's a lot. Yeah, that's too much damn information.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Basically, what happened? I know, don't worry. Basically, what happened, a hacker literally hacked OnlyFans and took all the content that people have ever put on OnlyFans and just downloaded it. So they have, like, a file of all...
Every
OnlyFans account that has pictures, videos, all the content is in that one file.
And I saw it was organized too.
Yeah, yes. By person. So you can go through and be like, if you know their OnlyFans name, like fucking
that shit is sick, bro.
LZ's whatever shit. You can literally go find it. Shout and out to all me. Your pictures, every video you ever posted.
Now, in that. Now
it's crazy.
I have recently, because you know I'm in the porn game. I'm in the porn game. So.
He's up in the porn industry.
Oh yeah, hold on, my bad. Yeah, porn game. So I recently found out about these people ripping the OnlyFans content from the site and just putting it, making it available like these files. So for the, I think I guys just got on this probably a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so. I go, like, basically what you do is you go on, like, these forums, and they'll just post it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'll go on the Mega. It's like a Mega thing. So I go on the app. I get the app where it's basically, like, you know how you had, like, those file sharing sites? Like
Z-Share.
Z-Share. There's one called Mega, and they put them in those type of files.
It's the most popular one.
The most popular one. So I download the Mega app where you can easily, it'll switch you to the app when you click the link. You can see all the files.
The fact that it's an app is crazy.
Right.
That is illegal.
And I downloaded the app because, duh.
Because you's a nasty nigga.
Yeah. No, it's a couple. Because it'd be like them Jones that you be wanting to see their content. Absolutely. But I'm like, I'm not paying for that shit.
Yeah.
And this is a way to do that. And let me. All right. So I'm going to say it right now, right here. Anybody who's paying for a fucking OnlyFans, you are a fucking fool. If the shit I've seen on these little rips. Are what they're making people pay for?
Mm.
It's some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely. You ladies deserve to have your shit ripped because y'all ain't doing shit.
Yeah, they literally just be on there twerking. Like
they be on, sex on. Bro. They just be on there twerking.
That's it.
Like, are you? And you it's not
clothes.
In clothes.
It don't be worth no.
In clothes, bro. Like. I was when I fully went into this. I was expecting to see some fucking videos, some dick sucking videos. I'm not into the dick sucking videos.
Right. The only people that do that are like the famous porn stars.
Porn stars, but like
you can watch the videos for free.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh yeah, like or go on Twitter for the previews.
Twitter's an underrated porn site.
Yeah. Facts.
Wait, what?
Twitter is an underrated porn site.
But yeah, like they're not doing any. They're twerking. Like, they're not even masturbating on there. They're not even fucking themselves with
the
toys.
It'd be like pictures. Like,
because, like, you can see how long the video, like, yo, none of them go past 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're twerking like, you bitches ain't shit.
Like, so look, you pay for the videos, right? But then the videos were like they're masturbating for like
You gotta like pay extra.
2 minutes. You gotta pay extra. For
that. Like bitch,
suck my fucking dick.
What the
dick.
Fuck? I look like
that's robbery. That's robbery.
Premium so content. Look.
Premium content. So you fucking whore.
Fuck out of here.
You fucking whore.
That's like paying to pull into the gas station and paying to get gas.
It's like paying to get into the movies and then buying a movie
ticket. Like, bitch, what the fuck is this?
That is like a nigga buying weed from you. And like, yo, I'll roll it up for you for $50 extra.
Fuck you and them bitches.
Suck my fucking dick, Pablo.
I already got the fucking.
And then smoke it with you.
Yeah, like.
And then he's smoking.
And he's smoking too. Fuck you.
And he's taking long pulls.
Yeah, like. And
he got big chief.
Yeah, like, and he's chiefing. And he's chiefing hard. Like Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter is the worst chiefer ever. Yeah. That nigga was sitting with the fucking.
So like, look,
shout out to Peter.
It's Cherokee the ass, right? With hers, all she does is for the regular payment. All she does is post like pictures of her walking on the beach in bikinis.
Blocked,
like
blocked,
bro.
That's what Instagram is for.
Blocked. Reported. I'm reporting that.
Bro, I'm not paying. You are making niggas. How do you feel comfortable doing that?
I'm reporting
that. That's why when that shit came out that she got that shit rated, I'm like, ha 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 ha. I'm at you, bitches.
Ha, ha, ha.
I feel nothing.
Ha, ha.
I want you to know. Look. Can you put it on my fucking face? And you zoom in on my goddamn face. You OnlyFans bitches, I feel nothing for your play. I feel nothing. When I actually get to see what the real content you offer, and niggas. These are regular bitches that get yeast infections.
Yeah,
and these bitches
they were at Walmart
$20 and $30 wearing fucking Walmart panties. You fucking bitch! Really? I seen one bitch paying $20.99, and I know this bitch got 4 kids.
Facts. Yeah, I see the C section scar.
Yeah, bitch, you're cut up.
Oh my god!
You cut up like a holiday ham. This bitch is carved up like a fucking Thanksgiving Day turkey.
Like a fucking pumpkin.
Oh my god. Fucking pussy's a fucking jack-o'-lantern. And you paying $20.99? You fucking selfish cunt. Fuck you. Fuck you. I feel nothing for you OnlyFans bitches. Or your plush. You know what, bitch? Go be a clerk typist. Go get your money out the fucking mud. Instead of just putting your fucking nasty ass iPhone 6C and standing it up somewhere with a poppable stand and shaking your dusty, crusty, fucking yeast-infected ass for 30 minutes in some fucking granny panties, and then you call it content.
And you call it content.
Fuck you.
And then,
fuck you. Fuck you.
It's been a great run. Thank you for the 101 episodes.
101 and done.
No, fuck that.
Fuck that. No, for real.
OnlyFans, if you taking their content as a form of misogyny,
niggas stream football games.
Niggas.
I still pay-per-view on the daily.
Bitch.
And you think I'm supposed to draw the line and watch your nasty ass?
Nigga, fuck that. I've seen fucking videos of MS-13 niggas cutting on people's heads.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to feel bad for you because somebody leaked your pussy?
Fuck that. That you leaked?
That you put on the internet?
You just leaked it for a price?
You put it on the internet. It's for free. If it's on the internet, it's there forever. You can think that's facts. If you think it's false, if you want, it's fact.
Fucking asshole.
Get the fuck out. I see niggas get lit on
and
fire.
And you bitches be looking
mad.
And a lot of chicks be looking good, but some of you bitches be looking like a fucking foot.
Looking like a fucking thumb.
Honestly, no, fuck that. Because bitches be looking like a goddamn heel and the goddamn toe.
Oh, God.
Fucking bitches.
All types of disgusting. Looking like fucking.
I'm done with them all.
Sex work is real work.
Fuck no, that. No, it's not. It's no, not.
Hey,
you know what? If it was real work, not everybody would get hired.
Any work that you can do. Any work that you can do in your pajamas? Not real fucking work, bitch. I don't care.
If you hired yourself, no.
And you and all the other sluts that think that shit's real work, fuck you can fuck off.
Fuck you.
Okay?
Fuck you.
If it's real work, where's the fucking put that on your motherfucking W-2s, bitch.
I think they can.
There's a W-2 for dick suck.
The dick suck. Yes.
That's what's up.
It's probably a 1099.
Yeah, because they have all receipts, so it's actually easy to do taxes on it too.
I bet it is.
Man, fuck that. You know what I mean? How many
you can do? You can put.
No, it's, you know what the taxes is? They take all the semen and they put it in a cup.
Yeah.
And weigh the cup.
Yeah.
So no matter how much metric ton you get, you get $1,000 on your taxes.
Yeah, exactly. You claim.
Shout out.
You claim kids. They claim children.
It was chicks on there just showing just feet.
Bro.
Feet. And I don't got a fetish. I want to see your fucking ass.
Show your fucking booty hole, bitch.
If you're going, like.
Show me that balloon knot, bitch.
Like, bitch, if you're not going to be a clerk typist, right? Man. And you want to be home and you want to shake ass, do that. But you got to let me see your motherfucking cornhole.
Oh man, bro! I'll be on Twitter.
I'll be on Twitter saying
it be regular Jones like with OnlyFans, like
mad regular
Reggie, bro.
Like you could give me my popcorn at the movies,
yeah,
and you got an OnlyFans,
yeah. It's pretty crazy,
huh?
Oh my god!
You look like a mechanic.
I mean, you expect me to
hate you look me. Like you can change my oil right now, bitch.
And you want me to pay
with one hand. Oh. And you want me to pay?
And you want me to pay for this.
To look at the suggestion of your pussy? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck all them, bitch. I don't feel nothing for your plight. I hope every time you upload a vid, they snatch that shit right off.
I hope
put some special effects on that shit.
I hope they fucking finesse it so it just uploads straight to the timeline.
Yeah.
Every time you upload OnlyFans,
it goes straight to my goddamn phone.
It uploads to Facebook.
Right up to my IP. I hope they put that shit on Bing. Not Google, but Bing.
Because it's not Google. That's what Bing stands for, if you didn't know. Did y'all know that? What? Because it's not Google.
Oh, wow. Bing. Have y'all been paying... sorry, switch gears so fast. Have y'all been paying attention to the election? Because I know a lot of states...
Bernie won a lot.
No, it's coronavirus. Nah, fucked the election.
Nah, he actually did. He actually losing.
Really?
Yeah, Joe Biden is winning.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Biden's getting a lot of that Obama.
Yeah.
That Obama run
away. Like, it don't look... from what it looks like right now, I don't know what Bernie...
You know, that just really proves that people don't pay attention because... Joe Biden's an idiot.
It's crazy because
old. And it's no secret that nigga is old and nasty.
The best candidate is probably Elizabeth
Warren,
but she don't have a shot because she's a woman.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
White men aren't gonna vote for a white woman.
Yeah,
and it's crazy because like Joe Biden or Bernie, mm-hmm. they can't even make her vice president because if they make her vice president,
yeah.
white men aren't gonna vote for them. It's like,
wow.
It's white men are trash.
Yeah. A lot of white men weren't going to vote for them anyway, though. So they had to weigh the
options. I would vote for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, but we don't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
Y'all think the Democratic candidate, whoever it is, has a chance?
Bernie has a chance. Joe Biden doesn't have a chance. Or Elizabeth.
Joe Biden doesn't have a chance.
That's why Bernie got a second win. That's why
Trump's
not really saying anything about Biden because he wants him to win because he knows if he wins, he's going to win by a landslide.
He's going to smoke him.
Yeah. But Bernie has the best shot. I'm not saying Bernie's going to win.
Bernie got a second win, though.
Because Bernie has young people.
Yeah.
Because like young white men, like there's a lot of young white men that are fucking with him.
And that's why he has a shot.
That's why he has a shot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like, think about it. Like, Bernie... he's gonna help us out a lot too,
mm-hmm.
as far as like canceling student loans.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna decriminalize weed probably all over the United States if he can. He's focusing on building up our generation because right now
he's a modernized president.
He is,
or a modernized candidate.
And the thing is, he's probably too progressive for some white people, especially in the South,
for sure.
Because like
for sure,
they're afraid. The problem is, and what's gonna end up hurting the economy? Enough people in our generation aren't buying houses. And we can't buy houses because we're in such student loan debt.
Yeah.
So like, in order to like push the economy forward, he has to cancel it so we can start buying houses. Because buying property, as crazy as it sounds, it actually boosts the economy.
And for sure.
So
you
can tell it's crazy because when you look at people in our age bracket that are actually buying houses, it's like,
type of thing.
Yeah, when we see people our age buying a house, like, oh,
they're in Arkansas.
At yeah, exactly. My age now, my parents had a house and two kids already.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, same my mom
and dad. My dad bought his only house when he was 27.
My dad lived four lives by that. This nigga quit the jug game. Mm-hmm. And got his own house. Like he's on his second house by the time he's 27.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like college is kind of like I don't even know how to explain
a scam.
It's a scam if you need to take out loans. Paid for it.
Yeah. Going to college isn't a scam, but like charging people $30,000 a year is a scam because
that's not realistic.
Like, think about it. Let's just say, like, especially you want to go to school to be a teacher, right? Most teachers are making like $40,000.
It's not enough.
If you're in debt for over $100,000
plus interest, it's gonna take you fucking 40 years to pay.
A lifetime in debt.
Fuck your kids going to college. There's no way. Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's just like, and it's like before they used to have it where like most people would get over by just not paying it, and then like student loan companies would just be like, all right, we'll give you like $100 a month. Can you do that? Like, all right, cool. Because I can't pay $1,200 a month, right? Yeah. But now, what companies are doing, like Sally Mae, and I know this because my godbrother, they'll garnish your check. So, like, for a while, my godbrother wasn't paying it. He thought he was just going to get over it and just, like, I'm going to live life. Mm. They were literally taking his check. He literally wasn't getting paid for months because Sally Mae was just taking his checks.
Is that even legal?
Yes, it is.
When you have a federal loan.
Yeah, we have exactly. Especially,
and they were just taking the check that he got from work.
Mm-hmm. Child support doesn't.
It's the same thing as child support. Because like no,
I don't know anything about that.
Well, not, but like they literally just.
Take my father was on that shit. They just take it.
I didn't know that.
Hear the sickest story, right? My dad's coworker went to Vegas and he hit right. So, like, when you know when you cash out in Vegas, you have to give them your social number, right?
Yeah.
When they ran it, they were like, oh, bro, you're in debt for child support. They took his whole check. They took his whole check.
Wow.
But, yeah, bro, like, child support and student loans are kind of like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. One of the same.
This
same beast.
Nah, yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, like, you get, like, half a check. For years,
my boy pays $200 a week, and he feels like he's getting over
$200 a week.
And what child support?
$800. He's our age.
Shit.
Wrap it up. College costs $20. Sound like that baby got to go.
But yeah, back like with Bernie, that's why
Bernie has
a good shot because like we said, he has a good section of young white men. He's tapped into the young white men. That aren't,
you know what it is, and I know it's gonna sound crazy, it's because he's not talking about black people. That's what catches.
Yeah, he kind of stopped that. He was at
first. His focus is young people.
Yeah, young people, not young black people.
Because he gotta get young people to vote, bro. I run into so many people now that are like, yo, I don't vote.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, white people love that shit because when you don't vote, there's another white person that fills that spot and votes for whoever you don't want.
Yeah, because
every time.
You got to think, and if I was a white candidate, I would never speak directly to African Americans because it's crazy.
Like, then they go on stage with Juvenile?
Yeah, they're automatically going to vote Democrat anyway. So
that
really,
was nuts.
That was a coonery at his father.
Yeah, black people are automatically going to vote Democrat anyway. But the fact that Bernie's not, he doesn't really talk about reparations. When they ask him, he kind of shuts it down.
Niggas gotta realize reparations ain't happening, bro.
He changes the subject because he doesn't really talk to African Americans. And I think on his part, that's actually very smart. Mm. I think he just talks to young people, especially he talks to our generation, which is why I'm actually gonna vote for him. He's not my favorite. Obviously the best candidate is Elizabeth, but I know she doesn't have a shot beating Trump, so I can't vote for her.
Yeah.
It's crazy as it sounds.
Maybe the next time around.
No.
We'll the thing is, I mean,
you said no to the next time around?
No.
Why?
We don't want to, not me, because I would vote for her, but she doesn't have a shot purely because she's a female. Like if you look at like Trump, like he articulates himself like a sixth grader. He doesn't really understand like basic things that a grown. It's actually kind of scary that he doesn't understand basic.
It's very
things
scary, actually.
That like a grown man doesn't understand. Me, I never went to med school, but I know that the flu shot isn't the cure for the coronavirus.
I know the flu shot.
He
gives
said
you the flu.
That today. Can we just give people the flu shot?
No, you didn't.
Yes, he did. And it's not like it wasn't a. And it wasn't a.
No, I didn't.
And it wasn't a report. It was a video. I watched him say it. And they had to correct him.
It's not surprising.
Yeah, like this is the same person that said you need an ID to go to the grocery store to buy alcohol. Like we're dealing with an individual who is extremely incompetent. So like that's why like especially white men who brag and scream all this I'm a patriot. All that shit gets thrown out the window if you vote him because he's like the most unpatriotic.
He's the most unpatriotic president ever.
It's almost like, and then this is the thing. When people make bad decisions, and they're too embarrassed to admit it, a lot of times they fucking double down, just to avoid the secondhand embarrassment of saying, "Oh, you know what? I kind of fucked up."
Yeah,
because I'm more than sure there's a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people who voted for this motherfucker,
bro. Like, what was it? I think it was 60. What was it? A white man?
60.
It was like 60 or something like that, but white women weren't too far behind him. So it was like, he had it far.
But I'm more than sure, like, millions, 100,000, whatever, people that voted for this nigga was like, okay, he's actually a fucking moron. Yeah. But they won't, they'll double down.
Yeah.
Not because,
just because it's like,
it's easier to do.
You don't want
to
look stupid.
It's easier. Or you don't want to give people to that say, that.
Or you'll just be quiet.
Or be quiet, which is just as bad.
Yeah, because that lets me know that like you know you fucked up, but you don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And then you're willing to let shit go bad because you don't want to just admit that you fucked up.
Yeah, and my coworker this week I was talking about he just can't get over how hard Trump is working in the White House. I'm like, bro, this is the same guy.
This motherfucker took the most vacation days
in 1 year.
In 1 year.
That Obama did in 8 years.
You fuck. What do you mean he's working hard?
Nigga got the country.
Nigga, if I took 6 months off right now, I came back on day my first, you gonna tell me I worked hard? That's what the fuck he did.
I'm gonna keep talking. I'm gonna find the video.
No, he took like, yo, see, that's the mental gymnastics some people will go to. The way the human ego protects itself with mental gymnastics is actually fascinating.
It's pretty crazy.
Because you can know and see, anybody with half a brainstem can know and see that this nigga is dumb as fucking bird shit. And he does not belong anywhere near anything that makes any decisions about anything. But he's the fucking president, and you had a hand in putting him there. And you see it, but because of you protecting out your bad decision, insecurities about your decision making, racism, a whole bunch of all that.
Sexism,
homophobia, all right, that shit.
I got it.
Old boomer mentality. You're willing to especially old people are mwah at that.
Yeah.
Right? Hold on. But they'll do all that just to avoid saying, you know what? I didn't make the best call there.
Explain why you voted for him in the first place.
They won't.
You don't want that. They don't. No,
that's
right
that corona.
Are you ready?
The same vaccine could not work. You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
A solid.
What the fuck is a solid?
This man just thinks they.
Oh, there's a
shooting. Yeah,
he thinks there's a shooting specialist flu vaccine. There's a high flying flu vaccine. There's an all around a defensive specialist. You know your Pat Beverly and flu vaccine.
He's really.
And then there's an all rounder. They're like your Tobias Harris of flu vaccine.
He really.
Don't give him the Reggie. Don't give him the Eric.
Yeah,
Gordon.
Don't give him that Reggie vaccine.
Don't give him an Eric Gordon because you need more of a Robert Covington. You need a 3-and-D.
Yo, he's an idiot.
We need full coverage.
If that's what we could do, don't you think they would have fucking did it, bro?
You don't think the doctors would have done that?
You don't think science would have?
His thoughts are like the first time.
You don't think? No, he also said that the coronavirus wasn't real.
Yeah. I remember he was saying that. Before.
He said it was a hoax at a rally, and everybody started clapping and laughing.
Yo, niggas are stupid.
Like they're not even the same.
Dude. Honestly, it's like Trump wants niggas to die.
It's the flu and then coronavirus.
Trump just wants niggas to die. That's all.
I think, and I also think, like, he feeds off the ignorance because that fuels him, honestly.
It does.
and it's willing ignorance. And then that's a lot of people that these people are, unfortunately, let's be real. So there's a large portion of this country, they're just really fucking just stupid.
I think Trump gets off on being. I think Trump gets off on being dumb and being able to say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And he likes to do that because it shows how much power he has, and people will listen to him no matter what.
Because he appeals to that large set. He appeals to that large. It's a large community of people in this country that are fucking stupid.
It's a majority. But
they haven't met. They haven't mattered because they haven't bothered to feel empowered.
Mm.
They haven't ever felt empowered to vote.
Yeah.
You couldn't get them out of their fucking trailers and whatever to make decisions. But now this nigga comes around talking about, I'm going to restore the factories.
And that was actually genius.
Which are fucking feasible if you just thought about it for 18 seconds. If you just took 19 seconds to think about, they're not giving you, John Hickboy, a fucking factory job.
Hickboy,
it's not fucking happening.
No.
No, not when they can pay a little Chinese kid with small Dexter hands.
Or a machine.
Or a machine that doesn't take any PTO, but doesn't have to take off because his wife's pregnant.
His wife's pregnant.
Again.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? They're paying the little Chinese kids a nickel a day.
If that.
It ain't going to give you full and benefits, you piece of shit. Come on, bro. Like, and they empower these niggas, but then now they're empowered, and, you know.
And they feel like they have a voice. Even though he's not doing anything to help their lives.
He's not speaking to them. He hates them.
Yeah,
he actually hates you.
Yeah, those are the people he doesn't fuck with.
He hates you more than black people.
Honestly,
he hates y'all.
If anything, he fucks with Mexicans a lot. The fact that they work for cheap.
Yeah.
And that's what he likes.
Nah, when he was talking about shit. Wall that built that wall, they said the majority of his employees at his resorts
were Mexicans.
Because they
still are.
Still are.
Nah, he fired. He had to. Yeah, I read that article. He actually had to fire them. But,
I don't know, man. It's a weird dynamic, man. And I can't wait for him to be out of here because it's just.
And I'm gonna keep it real with you. I don't think he get out of here for another 4 years.
The way things are going, yeah, I agree with that.
I wish I would have took a picture.
It
looked right. So when they did the Democrats versus Republicans, Trump was at like 92%, and his opponents were at like 8, and Bernie and Biden were at like 30 and 60. So it's like
nobody knows. Yeah, they know what they want. Yeah, he won the Republicans.
I'm saying right now, if Biden wins the nominee for the Democratic,
we're done.
It's done
because people think it's gonna be Obama again. It's not.
It's not.
Like we got a black. That's a lot of black people too. They just think that Joe Biden means Obama. Like
and
no,
even when he talks like, well, me and Obama did this. We Obama did
no,
that. Like,
no.
Motherfucker, what are you gonna do,
Joe Biden?
That's his bread and butter.
Yeah,
Joe Biden is an idiot.
That's like when fucking. The nigga from what's the nigga? Kenny the Jesuit. So, yeah, me and Hakeem, nigga.
Hakeem and y'all niggas.
Right. Hakeem and you niggas around him.
Exactly.
You. Yeah, we love Hakeem. Yeah, we get it.
We tolerate you.
Exactly. Calm down.
So, oh man.
The draft league, you guys want to talk about? I have something.
I thought I had something. I can't remember.
I told you some stuff at the
Summer Walker. I thought we covered
Summer Walker. Oh. Summer Walker needs to cut that fucking nose off, bro. I'd rather see her with no nose at this point.
I'd rather see her with a fucking hole in her face.
Facts.
She getting that little Kim.
She getting that Michael Jackson.
She's
giving me Michael Jackson.
Like, because she got the booty done, and I was like,
she's addicted to plastic surgery.
This is nice.
She's addicted. That's all it is.
I want to make a prediction right here, live on Not That Surgery Podcast. Because it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you it's coming. I promise you. I'm willing to stake my goddamn salary on it. And it's not much. Okay? But it's all I got. And I'm willing to stake it on this.
Uh-huh.
People are fucking with her because of this surgery. And rightfully so, because it's unwarranted. She doesn't need to do it. And she's ruining her beautiful body and face at the way the Lord made her. Right?
Yeah.
But when she feels cornered, and that she's it's at some point she's gonna make a statement, I promise you, she's gonna blame some of this negative attention
on black
the way she's gonna be treated by black men in her life. I promise you.
Doesn't she date a black man?
She does.
Could have been a relationship, or just like growing up, how black men treated her a certain way, or didn't make her feel like she was worth it, blah blah. It's gonna somehow turn into a narrative about black men, and I'm saying this on March the 5th, at 12:31 a.m. I promise you, it's gonna go that way.
I wouldn't be shocked at all. That sometimes she flips herself like
and that anxiety card.
See, plastic surgery is not a cure for anxiety.
Yeah, that anxiety card. She could take that anxiety card and shove it up her fucking ass. Honestly, because I'm not trying to hear that shit.
Facts.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
You can't have anxiety. You trying to be a fucking performer?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that the anxiety thing never really made sense to me. Even if that is the case, you don't have to do the shit that they're asking you to do. You can say no. Frank Ocean doesn't do shit.
You don't gotta go on tour.
You ain't gotta. You don't have to go for that. You don't have to go on tour. You don't have to do club appearances. You can stay your stupid ass home. Really, honestly, you can. But with the whole plastic surgery thing, I think she. I would not be surprised if she ends up blaming it on how "quote unquote" black men treated her and da da or whatever.
It's coming.
Kind of excuse that she tries to make up for it. That wouldn't shock me because we've seen it before. But yeah, I mean. I don't know. Summer Walker was bad. She been bad since the first day I seen her.
She always been bad.
I was like, this one is bad as shit. Now, I had a problem with her hygiene, but that doesn't mean she wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying? I heard she stunk, but that's okay. She was still bad. So, I don't know what's up. I think she's just addicted to plastic surgery. This whole nose thing is weird. She got the dimples put in. She's getting her ass done. She's probably going to get the abs next.
The Drake abs.
So I don't know, man. She just has to stop. Like, and I don't know what I don't know if London on the Track is really her man. Like, you gotta talk to her, bro. Like, you gotta tell her, bro. Yeah, you're doing a terrible job.
You gotta do more than just fuck her. Right?
Yeah, you gotta do more than fuck her, and you gotta do more than just be a yes
man. Sometimes you gotta speak to her.
You can't be a yes man to your girl, bro. Like, obviously you wanna make sure she's happy and has whatever. But if she's doing something stupid, you gotta tell it, bro.
Like, babe, you are gonna look nuts.
You're gonna look fucking stupid.
I'm gonna love you regardless, but I'm gonna let you know now. You are gonna look.
I'm gonna let you know right now. You're gonna look dumb with fake dimples.
She does.
And she looks stupid. She looks like Saul. She looks like Jigsaw. She looks dumb.
So, say if y'all girlfriends got put
Surgery.
Okay.
Dang. Nah, because that's a reflection of me. That means that, like, I'm not doing my job to make you feel secure.
Exactly. Well,
what were you going to do? To a degree. That's why.
Would I leave? It depends if it's something that's very drastic and I don't like it. Yeah.
I was talking to a girl that got her boobs done.
Boobs? I don't mind. Boobs are okay. Because a lot of times boobs aren't the same size anyway. And that's usually why they do that, because they're not even.
It came out all right. Nah, she just wanted bigger boobs. All
right. Yeah, shit, fuck it.
That was like the best.
That's fine. All right, boobs are fine. But when you start making differences to your face.
Yeah, you're doing your face. Yeah.
You get your chin chiseled. Like, yeah, you got your fucking nose. You got the Janet Jackson dimple. Nose. Yeah, you get the chin dimple. You got your fucking dimple.
She actually had a nice nose.
She did. There was nothing wrong with her nose.
Beautiful face.
She looked great.
There was nothing wrong with that nigga nose. All right.
Why do you gotta fix what's not broken?
I don't know. A lot of people just have. When people get money, they start to fix their insecurities, and they're not really like the wants become needs. Yeah. And it's just
like, I will go to the doctor. Hey, make me 6 foot. No, all right.
I'm like, yeah, I'm out. Nah.
Stretch out his
right. Like you ever seen the episode of South Park, and you got Mr. Garrison's balls put in his knees?
Yeah.
And that's when he became
turned to a black man.
And he had a pit and he became black.
Don't make you good at
basketball. They exploded.
Exploded.
That's what happens when you get surgery. Your balls explode.
In your knees.
In your kneecaps. If you weren't listening, you were lost. That's what you get for not listening.
What was you about to say?
I want to talk about Love is Blind.
Yeah, I haven't watched this yet. I can watch this.
Nah,
I can start.
Mike, he talked about it a lot on the TL.
I know.
Like everybody else. So I had to.
I keep hearing about it. So I guess it must be good. My mom said she binge watched it.
Yeah, so Mike, it must really be good.
I think next week I want to call some of the lady friends and talk about it more. Yeah. But like this, all right.
So Mike, do your stream.
Yeah, so this probably the last thing we talk about, too. Yeah. Love is Blind is a show on Netflix. If you guys don't know, it's a reality dating type of show. If you haven't watched it, it's all the rage right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's high octane garbage, but it is entertaining like shit.
Yes, it is.
NTS listeners, if you got a significant other, someone you're in a situationship with, someone you just fucking around with, somebody you got, anybody, this is the perfect, perfect, perfect show to watch with them. Really? And if you watch it by yourself, that's perfectly fine.
That's too. What I'm going to be doing.
But it's... Aren't you off? That just means, like, ladies, you gotta get chose.
I'm off for Fridays and Sundays now.
Fridays?
Yeah, I'm off for Fridays and Sundays now.
Love is blind party with the boy. The boy.
But yeah.
What is it about? What's, all right, like, so what's the
gist? It's a show where they got about 30 people, wow, men split up between men and women, yeah, right? And they all just, it's like speed dating.
At first,
what they're doing, they're pairing off, right? Okay. Between people. Switch, you don't like them, switch. And they're interacting with each other in these things called pods. Okay. Where it's a room where it's the woman on this side, the man on this side. Mm-hmm. And they're separated by a wall. Okay. They cannot see each other. Mm-hmm. All they know is the sound of each other's voice. And they talk and interact only through those pods. They don't mm-hmm. have cell phones. You can't ask for IG or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't know what the chick or what the dude looks like. All right, and they're living in a house or whatever, and this process, and you know, you weed out till you find one you like, and then the relationship grows. This process lasts about, I want to say, a month. Mm-hmm. This whole thing limit is a month, right? So, if at some point you build a strong enough connection mm-hmm. with a person, and you want to see them physically, the only way to do that is by proposing.
Wow.
And people, I mean, proposing to be married.
Wow.
Within a month.
Wow.
And that's the twist of the show. So you like you propose, the man has to propose to the woman. Mm-hmm. There's been situations where some people say no, yes. Some dude dumps one chick to get another chick, like he's flip flopping between chicks. It's a riot. So then
it's a riot.
They propose. Mm-hmm. Then they do the reveal where they meet each other for the first time, right? Okay. Then from then they'll take the paired off couples that have been engaged. They go into a honeymoon, like a resort, mm-hmm. and that's for the first time they get to spend time with each other mm-hmm. alone and do their thing. And then if they make it through that section, they go back home because they all live in Atlanta, okay, or the Atlanta area. Hmm. They live in like an apartment complex. All the couples live in the same complex, but each couple has their own little mini apartment.
Yeah.
Right? And that's when they meet families and they start planning the wedding for like 3 or 4 weeks or whatever.
Okay.
And then they have the wedding day where, you know, some people say I do and some people say I don't.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a jolly good time. And so a lot of these personalities are interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of one person to, I just hate one person in particular, but I'll let you guys watch the show.
Yeah,
but it's interesting. Like, it's interesting to see how these people operate, and you can see some people really genuinely feeling some good emotions. Like, it seems like this dude or this chick or whatever is really in love with the other person. Mm-hmm. There's one people are trying to fake the funk. Because they're stuck on somebody else. It's a whole lot going on in this show.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about. She's a fucking bitch.
Her name, wow. It rhymes with Nessica?
Yes.
Hey, Brian. Talk about it rhymes with Nessica?
I don't spoil it for
a Yeah, I haven't seen a single episode yet.
I haven't seen the end yet.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to start it tonight.
All I'm saying is you're going to hate Jessica.
Okay.
You're going to hate her a lot.
That's right.
That chick is just the most... Very wild.
She's flagrant. She's flagrant.
Flagrant, like, you know, so flagrant.
Can you tell one example?
All right.
I got an example of you. I
have one. I have the perfect one. All right, boom. This is after they paired off. Cause, all right, the deal is the one dude that was in between was flip-flopping between her mm-hmm. and another chick. Dude ended up chicking another chick.
Okay.
So she ended up going with this other guy. Uh-huh. So her connection to him wasn't as strong because she's hung up on the other dude that left her.
Okay.
All right. So, mind you, they're still interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. So, like, when she sees the dude, she's, like, acting weird, like, being all drunk and flirty with the nigga.
Oh, God.
While her man's is right there.
Yeah.
Like, extra.
Okay.
Like, having side conversation, like, yo,
I just really feel like we had this strong connection, and nothing will ever be different than the things that we had.
That's wild.
It doesn't. It gets wilder. They get back to the crib, right?
Yeah.
They get back to the crib, right, Lamont? They get back to the motherfucking dwelling.
Yeah.
And she's drunk. She's like, you know what? You know how when girls, people are drunk, they just start a argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what she did. She was like, said something about a first choice, and then she looked at her man. She's like, yeah, you were a second choice. And he was like, what? Like, and the bad thing is, the dude she's with is like a really, really excessively sweet guy.
Well, that's his fault. Cause that's
no, he's a pussy.
He always finish up.
He actually is a pussy.
Oh, hell.
But he's a really sweet dude.
That's why.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, I do.
That's how it works. And then she was like, "Yeah, but I just really think that such and such is really attractive and sexy, and I just don't see you comparing with him." Like she said that to this nigga. She said that to that nigga's face.
Wow. What did he say?
Then you know what he did? He said, I will not have you disrespect me like that. And then he fucking slept on the couch. He didn't leave. He went and slept on the goddamn couch.
Oh.
That's how much of a vagina breath he is.
Yeah. Vagina breath.
But that's how she moves. And she keeps moving like this throughout the show. Yep. And it's like really hard to... It's so hard to watch.
Wow.
But yeah, like, it's an interesting show.
I can't wait to watch this.
It's a show.
I can't wait.
She gets a hold of a bottle of wine and things go
left.
Whenever you see her drinking, when there's drinking going on, you know, I know. All right, she's about to do some stupid shit. And like she's an old bitch. She's the oldest bitch on the show. You 36.
36. Oh man, of course she is. I can't wait to watch this.
Oh, please do. It's a riot, man. Honestly.
And it's just all on Netflix, like
all on Netflix.
Wow.
All on Netflix.
And it's a reality show, huh?
It's ready to go.
Oh man, Netflix is getting a couple
black couples, you know.
Okay.
One black, one interracial couple, you know how I feel about those.
Oh man.
Why it's crazy because like they're getting a lot of praise on Twitter. But I feel like if it was flipped, it wouldn't be.
You know it would.
What? Because is a black dude and a white girl?
That's or a white dude and a black girl.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, I can't even be like them. Oh, why can't I just find a
fuck you bitches?
Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, like,
because you know, I don't know.
Even the black women that I follow, they're like, oh my god.
Did you know that we never met Cameron's family? No, I didn't really notice that. I wasn't thinking.
Because
they didn't show all the films.
What about the black dude that came out as bi?
There's a black dude on there.
Apparently, he's been getting a lot of backlash for that.
Yeah, because he fucking lied. So, another dude. The one black couple on the show, which makes me sick, is the one black couple on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Black girl, good chick, very nice chick, though. Her name's Diamond. Other dude's name is Carlton. Niggas bi. Gay. Bi. Gay. Bi. Bi.
Don't
gay.
Get yourself in trouble now.
Bi.
All right.
He's bisexual.
Okay.
These are jokes. He's bi.
He's gay.
Yo, chill, bro. He's. Yeah, we about to boop that. Can't boop that up the video.
He said he should, you know.
Hour 51, boop that up the video.
He keeps doing it.
That nigga's bi.
Okay, all right.
He's bi, right? So
bisexual. He's bisexual.
Bisexual.
He likes men and women.
At @Q_Hendrix.
Yeah. I'm going to put that nigga's whole address.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the nigga is what he is.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
shout out to that man.
Shout out to him. Not really.
Living his truth. He's living his truth.
He wasn't.
He doesn't live.
He actually wasn't. Wow. So on the beginning of the show, during the whole section where they're doing the pods,
mm-hmm.
he's just like, yeah, you know, just acting like he's
nigging it up, yeah.
Nigging it up, doing the thing. Acting like he's just a regular straight dude looking for a wife and all that.
To the camera, he was talking about, yo, I got something to tell her.
Yeah, I got something to tell her, but I don't know how she's going to like it.
Oh.
Doesn't do it in the pods. This nigga waits till after
They built this connection.
Yeah.
And he proposes. She says yes. They get to the honeymoon. This motherfucker waits until they're in Cancun before they have sex for the first night.
By the way, I'll be fucking booty holes.
Pretty much. He's like, yeah, and there was a time. Actually, I dated both genders. And she expected them to. This is what I don't understand. He expected her to just be like, all right, will you meet me in the bedroom for coochie? And then she was like, obviously she was like, I need some time to process this because that's a lot. And then he flipped and got the food. This is why I don't mess with bitches like you and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he was just married?
He started wild. He's like, yeah, I just did, like, other girls.
I gotta watch this.
A lot of other girls was okay with it. I'm like, nigga, a lot of girls did not just propose and get married to you, nigga. You mean, huh?
I gotta watch this.
Yeah, and the nigga, so the nigga basically lied about who he was until, and then tried to be defensive about it. Like, nigga, you're a liar.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
And the reunion's supposed to be coming up.
I think it's already on there. Yeah, check it out.
Oh, I'm watching it total.
Yeah, I'm about to start this tonight because I gotta watch this.
And then, like, the funny thing was like that really emphasizes his bisexuality. Mm-hmm. When they started arguing because they got into that, he started talking about her wig.
He said her wig was pushed back.
He's like, yeah, he got into a City Girl bag. He got into a Santana bag. It was like,
oh, man. Yeah,
that's why you ain't been sliding, sis. It's been sliding all week. I was like, yo.
Jesus Christ.
You was just trying to fuck
nigga
her.
Turn into Scary Spice.
Like, 8 minutes ago.
Scary Spice.
Yeah.
Yikes. You hate to see it.
Nuts. Show is crazy.
I'm going to watch that.
I highly, highly recommend
it. 10 out of 10 would recommend?
Absolutely. The ludicrousness of that show is crazy. Like,
I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. That show, that honestly, and that, you know, I don't go down for the swirl relationships, but by the end of the show, I was on board for them.
Cameron was all right.
Cameron was all right, man. He held his own against the pro black dad. I didn't like the rapping.
She put him on the spot with that though.
I was still saying
rapping.
Yeah,
you'll just have to see it. I could have done without that, but other than that. You can tell he probably he's a good ass actor, or he really liked that chick.
I think he did.
I think he did too.
I mean, what's not to like?
She's bad.
He seems nice.
She's bad. But yeah, I think that's it. Honestly.
Yeah.
Do we have anything? No, that's it.
I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Man, 101 and done.
101 and done.
It's been a nice run.
If you guys don't cancel us after this one, y'all were really meant to stay.
Yeah, we're fucking bulletproof.
Really bulletproof.
Shout out to Corey.
Bulletproof out here.
What's up? What's the news? Guys, we're working on new merch.
Yeah, we are.
We are working on new merch.
Redacted.
Different things. New merch is coming. The live show, LZ is working on that.
Yeah.
We're still working on that, guys. It's coming.
It's coming. No, for real.
It's definitely happening.
It's 1,000% happening. Don't worry about if it's not going to happen or not. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, merch, the show. Guys, we're thinking of ways to be more interactive with the listeners.
Yeah.
You, for real, guys, if you got anything you want to hear us talk about, you got questions you want to ask us.
Yeah.
If you got anonymous questions you want to ask us, give you advice.
Yeah.
Anything like that, or things you know, subject matter you want to hear us talk about, you know, anything like that, suggestions, hit us up. Like, hit us up on our individual social media sites. I'm on Instagram and Twitter, I'm Mike Lowkey. MikeLowkey.
I am DJELZEE.
All things, Corey. Corey does not give out. You'll see him though.
Yeah, we'll retweet.
And then you got DM us, message us, whatever.
Email us.
Email.
What is this nigga?
Hit us up on the website or not that serious, ntspodcast.com.
Yeah.
You can look at us and see where all we're streaming sites, wherever we're available, everywhere you got podcasts.
Yeah.
Make sure You hit us up on Twitter at NTS Pod. You can DM your suggestions there too.
Yep.
Not that serious podcast. Not that serious pod.
Oh shit, nigga, nobody even ate these. Wow. Oh,
shit. Not that serious pod on Instagram. DM, message, suggestions there too. Make sure you listen to us everywhere. Subscribe, click, like, leave a comment. Leave a comment, man.
This is ASMR.
Say anything like that. Jesus Christ. Leave a comment. Like, leave a review. Anything like that. We appreciate all those because those little things help the algorithms. Go on to YouTube, Not That Serious Podcast, where you can see us, where you can see Elsie make love to a chicken strip. Live. You can see him paint the inside of his cargo jeans.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Only do that.
Alright, so make sure you listen. We appreciate y'all. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell one more friend again. And we will see y'all next week. Same time, same place.
Yes, sir.
Peace out.
Brunch Boys, we have basketball Sunday, huh?
Yeah.